Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Whoa.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece to the feast, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio.
Here
can't be beat, the class you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational stack to see successful guests promote herself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. I want to welcome you to the remix tonight on this Sunday night, and happy Sunday to you. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. Wow. Peace and greetings, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining me here live in the forum tonight. I do give out the call-in number, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And all you have to do is call that number and come on over and join us. So I want to say peace and greetings to everyone out there in the remix, in remix land, joining us here live in the remix. I'm breaking up. Oh, my goodness. Let's see if we can fix that breaking up just a little bit there. I don't know if that's going to work. Let's see. Let's see how we're doing here. Yeah, I don't know why people are trying to put me in group calls. You know. It amazes me what happens. My goodness, guys. Let's see if we can kind of fix this here. Let's see how we can fix this here. Yeah.
Worst motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. You ain't know now, you know now. Still at the scrub J's with a toothbrush. Shit, niggas still playing my old shit. But your shit is like the police asking us questions. Nigga, we don't know shit. Flex. Nigga, I'm just flex. Niggas never loved us. Do a little like we stress. Look at you, look at you, and look at you. I'm glad that they chose us. Command and submission, trying to fight to the finish, just to see in my finish. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us.
All right, everyone. Let's see if this is a little better. We're going to try it again. We're going to take from the top. Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the remix. I am your co-host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in the remix. It is Sunday night, and I just want to say peace. I think we need Drake to kind of clear the airways for us, but just hold tight. Just hold tight. Just hold tight.
Worst motherfucker never loved us.
fucker never loved her. You ain't know now, you know now. Still had to scrub J's with a toothbrush. Shit, niggas still playing my old shit. But your shit is like the police asking us questions. Nigga, we don't know shit. Flex. Nigga, I'm just flex. Nigga never loved us. Do a little like we stress. Look at you, look at you, and look at you. I'm glad that they chose us. Command, it's a mission, trying to fight to the finish. Just to see my finish. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it fucked up. Motherfuckers never loved us. Man, motherfucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Hold up, hold my phone. Motherfuckers never loved us. Fucker never loved us. Now you wanna roll one. Motherfucker never loved us. So everywhere we go now, full cup. Always hated the boy, but now the boy is a man. Motherfucker, I done grew it up. Bitch, you better have my money when I come for the shit like ODB on my worst behavior.
All right. Wow. Peace and greetings, everyone. We're going to try this again. We're definitely going to do this, and we're going to get through. It must be some powerful shit that's going to be going down tonight. So peace and greetings to everyone out there. Hopefully you guys can hear me nice and loud and clear. And I want to give out the phone number. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines so that you can be there, because you definitely want to be on the phone line tonight. It's Chat and Chill with the Remix Family, of course, with Misu, and I'll be taking your calls tonight, and we'll get to do what we do. We get to chat and chill. It's been an amazing, wonderful weekend, and so many things I want to share with you guys as we get ready to talk about the weekend here, and just get ready to get into flow. And just let's start out Friday. Friday was an awesome, amazing weekend. We had the brother Dietrich present to come on to talk to us about investing, and it was just a heartfelt, amazing show. I've gotten so many emails from you guys from the brother Dietrich, who was on talking about wealth, you know, which is something that I told you guys I'd be bringing on lots of people new to the platform, some you know, some revisiting, and those are new. And Friday was all about wealth, a wonderful way to kick off the weekend, starting with Friday's show and the brother Dietrich coming on talking about that. Okay, stop breaking up again. You know what? We gonna get it right, though. We not worried. We not worried at all. We're going to get it right. We're going to get it right. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Hold on 1 second.
Hold my calls and get in touch with ESC. Give them the message, give them a red alert. Tell them I need them, tell them it's time to work. Tell them I'm home, thinking of my profits. Going out in the world to teach knowledge to the brothers and sisters that don't know about the mother, about the right way to go. Stop them from selling out. Teach them what pride is all about. Go out and tell them it's time to take a stand. YZ is worth thinking of a master plan.
At least you don't act like you do. And if you do, what am I gonna do with you? Here's my shoe, put your foot in it. But see what I'm seeing, black power in the realm and the government's disagreeing. They can't see it cause we're moving too fast and they can't last. Cause they just had a blast, not of the past but of cocaine. They keep tripping it, an addict takes a cigarette, they keep sipping it, smoking, toking. Hey, I don't play that, I'm frowning, while Mr. Reagan kept clowning. Time for a change and I mean a revolution. Open your eyes, a black president solution. Right in your face, yo, when you still don't see it. Yo, that's the way it's gonna be. And I agree, before the bomb comes down, you gotta stand your ground and stop pulling your own kind down. You need to stop clowning. So I'ma raise my hand for power. YZ is thinking of a master plan. I'm thinking of a master plan. YZ is thinking of a master plan. I'm thinking of a master plan. I got a tool known as a 44 with a direct impact that can break down a door. Now why don't you think that I can break down the law? If the law's corrupt as the president I saw, you learn to trust them. I don't even know why I feel disgusted every time that I feel I lost a brother to the other man. He's lost in color on the cocaine drug scam, a plan devised by the government to keep a brother down. So I'm shoving it up the ass that it came from. We're number one, so you better stay away from the sons of the father coming from original land of the mother. I'm thinking of a master plan. YZ is thinking of a master plan. I'm thinking of a master plan. Yo, 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 yo. Check this out. That false prophet over there better start thinking about his people instead of always thinking about himself. People, you better go outside and see what's going on in front of your own door. The government can't do anything that you can't do for yourself. They only go as far as you let them go. So think of a plan of your own and be free again. And if you don't, then you're just a modern day slave. And I would hate to see that for you, brothers and sisters. Peace. I'm out.
All right, everyone. Peace and greetings. I'm back. We definitely sometimes have to come up with a master plan, and we definitely know where there is a will, there is a way. So we are definitely back live in the remix. So peace and greetings to everyone there. I am so glad to have you guys all join me here live in the remix. And 646-652-2711 is the number to call so that you can get on the phone lines. If you want to join us over in chat, you can certainly do that as well. Let me go ahead and give you some cosmic directions so you can get yourself over to come on over. www.blogtalkradio.com/theremix is how you're going to get into the chat. The chat room is open, so the Remix family is in there, definitely going to make you feel right at home. So you can come on over and be a part. If you're the first-time listener and you're joining us here live in the Remix, we definitely want to welcome you to join us here live in the forum. And all you have to do as a guest is click the link at the very bottom to sign up. And tell us who you are and come on in. And welcome, 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 everybody here. It's Sunday night live in the Remix. And I want to talk about the wonderful, amazing week that we had starting off with Friday. We had Brother Dietrich to come in. And he was the president. He's the president of Perfect Union Wealth Center. And so the Brother Dietrich joined us here for a very heartfelt show talking about wealth. And If you did not get a chance to hear that show, you definitely want to go back and you want to download. A lot of information was shared there, opportunity for you yourself to kind of step your wealth game up. A couple of years ago, we stepped our magic game up. So now you get a chance to step your wealth game up as well, too, and everything go hand in hand. So I do invite you all to go back and download that show and definitely take a listen. It was a lot of gems there and just a beautiful share there. And big ups to everybody over at the Wealth Center as well, too. So, So peace and greetings to everyone. peace and greetings to everyone. I'm just so glad to have all of you here joining me tonight. You do want to get on the phone line 646-652-2711 because I will be taking your calls tonight. Tonight is Chat and Chill live here in the Remix. So you know what that means. We get to do a whole lot of things. You guys get to call in if you want to sing, if you want to do a little bit of poetry, if you want to share something, you can do that. And even if you have questions for me, we can do that as well. So we'll be doing a lot of things here tonight and just having fun, chatting and chilling like we do, Remix style all the way. The other thing I want to remind you, it's Sunday night, so you know what happens on Sunday night. The Kim deck, the Kim orders go out, the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. And so many of you from all over the world have purchased that and really have begun to tap into your magic in so many ways. I hear all of your stories, and you guys have shared a lot of that, of how the Kim deck has really helped you to become center. You know, one of the things that we say is, you know, really stay away from mass media, you know, stay away from the television, you know, that has so much negativity that is going on. But we do need a way to attune ourselves to what is going on in the external world as well as our internal world. And the Kim deck really helps you to fine-tune that. Along with the Kim deck, what you get is you get an hour-long audio book from me. And that comes directly when you order the Kim deck. It's included. It's sort of my gift to you. So whether you're a novice, maybe you've never worked with any kind of oracle cards or anything like that before, or as some of you have told me over the years, that you're an experienced reader and you use many tools to do your reading work with, clairvoyant, clairaudience, oracle deck, you know, qigong, all kinds of things, energy healers, Reiki masters, whatever it is, the Kim deck is something that can enhance you. A lot of our brothers and sisters doing their professional work, doctors, lawyers, teachers, mothers, fathers, and even our children, psychiatrists, all of you guys, that you're using the Kim deck to really, really just give you that extra edge, that insight of really opening up your magic in ways that you have never been able to do before. So that brings me great joy. Go over to www.msblueblast.com/cards. And you can take a look. You can read what brothers and sisters from all over the world are still saying and have said about the Kim deck and more to come. So those orders go out tonight, as well as you can find all of this information in the show notes here. That's why it's important that you do subscribe to the Remix. And it's a couple of ways you can do it. You can subscribe by listening to Blog Talk Radio right here, /the Remix. And you can also go over to iTunes. This show, it's one of the first shows in the world, I would like to think, that is available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it's available to you 24 hours. It is on demand, your demand. You get to set the terms about when you want to listen to the Remix, and there are hundreds of shows that you can go back and listen, and several million of you have done that and still continuing to do that. So I invite you to either come here to the Remix page and listen, or for you to go over to iTunes and subscribe and listen to the Remix. And one of the things I want you to know, the Remix never sleeps. We never sleep on the Remix. We are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can always get what you need. So the Remix never sleeps. You can definitely get yourself over and check that out. Go download it on iTunes. You can go over there. As well as I have a link for you as well
You can go to the Android market, download it on your smart devices. Those of you who have the Nook, you may have the Kindle Fire, you may have an iPod, you may have a Mac, you may have all of these devices that support iTunes, or where you can get, the Android market. And you can go over there and you can get the Remix app. This is our gift from the Remix to you. All of you out there, take advantage of it. I love it when you guys are sending me emails from that app. I get a lot of new listeners who come in because there is a button built in there. The brother Mark did this for me, Mark Wilder. He built this app specifically for me and you because that's what I wanted. I love you guys. You are a part of my soul group. And everything that I do is about connecting us together. I love staying in contact with my soul group. So whether I'm in a reading with you guys, whether we're talking here on the Remix, whether you're sending me emails, Facebook, Twitter, any of those things. So he built this specifically for me and you. So I want all of us to be using this app. Not only will it put everything that is connected to the Remix in one little magic box for you so that you can have access to it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All you have to do, if you want to ever share some energy with me and what's going on in your life, you put the email in, hit the button, it comes directly to me. And then the next thing you do, if you want to chime in to the Know Your Magic line, which many of you are doing, and I'm going to be putting something new there, you hit the button directly there. For those of you who don't have Twitter or maybe you're not interested in doing your Twitter account, you get to see inside this app, even if you don't have Twitter, you get to see all of my tweets. How cool is that? You just click it inside this app, and you can see all the tweets that is there. And then here's the good juicy stuff. You get to go and listen to the Remix through the app. You can scroll down and see everything, all of the Remix shows from the past shows and all kinds of things. All of this is in an app. And it's on the Android market, which is a part of Google, and it is our gift from the Remix to you. So go over to the Android market. All you have to do is put in the Android market, the Remix with Miss Blue, and you will see the famous Remix logo that's known all over this galaxy and beyond, and you will be able to see that. And like I said, it was an amazing app built by the brother Marcus Wilder. And you will see his name there. The cool thing is if you have something that you're putting out into the world, he does that. This is a part of his work that he does, and he does it in a big way. But I do want to encourage you guys to go over there. Leave a comment. If you have the app and you've been working with it and you've been loving it, I want you to leave a comment there too as well. So just going on with the Remix family, and like I said, this weekend has been a blast, literally. Just an amazing blast, so many wonderful things going, so many new listeners coming on board, and all kinds of things going on. I do want to give a big shout-out to all of the Remix listeners, all of our international listeners who are listening from all over the world. I want to welcome you here to the forum tonight. We're chatting and chilling, and we're doing it definitely Remix style. So big up to all of our international listeners. We'll give some shout-out a little later. And also, big up to Self-Invested. Big up to you guys. And we got some new members, so let me go ahead and ring the bell for Self-Invested. Big up to you guys there as well. And then this, I don't know about you guys, but this right here. You know, this weekend we did the workshop, the Love Seminar, Seven Layers. Seven layers, you guys. Do you hear me? Seven layers of affection with myself and Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. And yes, as you guys are putting in the chat room, some powerful shit. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. It went down. It was so, and it was exactly more than I could have ever imagined it to be. Went in with no expectations, myself and Brother Bilal, and boy, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Our inboxes are swamped swamped with all of your feedback from that. And I do want to encourage you guys, everyone out there, if you did, to share what that was. This was over 7 hours, you guys, 7 hours of putting in the work. And I see you guys writing things here. It was off the chain. It was profound. It was enlightening. It was evolving. It was priceless information. And that just does our hearts so well, you know, because that is definitely, we wanted to share that with you guys. And I got all of your emails here. Maybe I'll read some of those throughout the show tonight. But I would love for you guys, if you attended the workshop, to call in if you want to and share that. You know, the workshop, to be exact, I want you guys to listen to this, was 6 hours and 58 minutes to be exact, you know. And one of the things I want you to know, we may be sharing this workshop with the world. Because, you know, a lot of times when we do things, we sort of kind of feel them, like the soul body workshop. But we might be sharing this one with the world. No edits. Absolutely no edits. You're going to get it. You know how we feel, myself and Brother Bilal, about editing? No edits. We're going to give you the whole thing raw. We're going to give you the rawness of it. You will get the raw version. And boy, when I tell you it was raw, it was raw. It was really, really raw. Raw and so beautiful and filled with so much love. That's right. We're not doing no director's cut. This is the raw version, the whole thing. So we may be giving that out if you guys are interested. We've been giving, getting those emails, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And, yeah, we'll see. We'll let you know. We'll see, kind of put that energy out there. We're going to keep going with tonight. It's Chat and Chill. We're doing it remix style. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you guys are joining me here live in the forum. I don't know why my other little thing over here is not working. It's just not doing what it needs to do over here, so we're gonna leave it alone here. We're gonna leave it alone. We are. So we are gonna still dance. We're gonna listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and we're gonna dance. We're gonna get out of here, and we're gonna dance. And yeah, that's what we're gonna do. We're going to get out of here. We're going to dance. Mm-hmm. We're going to dance. That's what we're going to do. We're going to kind of get up and move around and dance. Yeah. So we're going to move around and dance, you guys, and just kind of get that energy there. Chat and Chill, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And as we continue here live, in the remix. Yep. We're gonna listen to some Baby Blue here. Yeah. That's what we're gonna do. If we can get it, sometimes, when. You know, things are, you know, just kind of moving at their own pace. You sit in the pause with it. You know, you just kind of sit in the pause with it. No need to force it. No need to force it. Yeah.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, and that is so true. If nothing else moves you, life will. The goal is to move yourself where you want to be, and we all can do that. We can all do that so well. And here's what I want you guys to do. We're going to get up and get ready to dance as I get this together. Mm-hmm. As we get ready to get this together, and Yeah, we're going to get ready to get this together.
All right.
All right. So give me just a second here. Like I said, we're sitting in the pause tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And definitely you want to get on the phone line because I will be taking your calls tonight. Oh, okay. Hold on a second. All right. So here's what we're going to do before we get ready to play the song. Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do before we get ready to play the song. What I would like, if I could ask this, we're going to dance. I want us all to dance tonight, and I want us to get up out of our seats. And tonight, who's going to be doing most of the dancing? I'm going to ask that most of the sisters do the dancing. And as most of the sisters do the dancing, then I want you to all get up out of your seat. Get up out of your seat. The sisters, we're going to dance, but brothers, you're going to dance with us. We want to invite you guys to dance with us. So, you know, grab your man, grab your mate, and let's get up, and we're going to get ready to dance to this song. We're going to raise the energy up. We're going to come back. We're going to chat and chill. We're going to do it remix style. We're going to kind of do it a little raw tonight. We're going to just kind of let the energy flow. And you guys know what chat and chill is. So if you sing, if you dance, if you want to share some poetry, you know, I want you to come on and share. If you have a question, you want to call in, you want to ask me something, we can do that too. I don't know what kind of mood I'm in. I don't know if I could define that. I don't really have a word for it. So that's always a good thing for me, though. I'm just really open to what comes. I'm just going to be completely naked here tonight and completely open to what comes in. So, you know, the seminar, that love seminar, to be honest with you guys, it left me sort of drunk in love. I'm a little speechless. I'm kind of speechless. I really am. But I knew it would be important for us to connect here tonight. And, yeah, you guys, too, who went to it, I'm a little speechless. But I'm really open. I'm really open, and the vibe is good. My energy is good. It's flowing completely in that love. And so that's what we're going to be dancing to tonight. So we're going to get ready. Here's the song. Wait. You know, one of the things I want to say, because I do want to be completely naked here tonight and tell you guys, we've been making too many damn excuses for being happy. Too many. We've been talking about this a lot tonight. You know, know that being happy is truly your birthright. You don't have to make an excuse to be happy. Let's dance.
I love your face. You love the taste. That sugar, babe, it melts away.
I like it when you're so do I.
Okay, so how special was that? I was still singing and still talking and saying all this great stuff about you guys, and you couldn't hear me. All right, so. Oh, wow, wow. Peace and greetings, everyone. Yes, of course, I will do it again. Not exactly like the first time, because it's never as good as the first time, but we're going to do it again. I just want to invite you guys to get on the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone line so that we can take your calls, or I can take your calls, of course. And then if you're calling from an international country, dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked in. You can also Skype in as well, too, once you get on the phone lines, press 1, and chat and chill, you guys. I love these shows when we get together and we get to chat and chill. And coming off of this amazing weekend from the Love Seminar, I just want to tell you, call us also and tell us what your thoughts are on the workshop. If you were in the workshop, I'd do, whoa, what happened? All of you got on the phone lines. What's really going on? But I want you to get on the phone line at the workshop. You know, it was only, you know, I really want you to share. I got a lot of emails from you guys, but I would love for you to call in and share and tell us what your thoughts are on the workshop, what your workshop thoughts were. You know I wasn't the only one up all night last night after the workshop. I couldn't have been the only one. Like, my energy was completely out of the roof, and I had talked to Brother Bilal, and the same with him as well. So I know I was not the only one up all night. I know I was not. So I need you guys to get on the phone lines. We're going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to check it out. We're just going to kind of jump around here. Calling in from area code 568 or 586, let me get it right, 586, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from and what's going
Hi,
on.
Hi, Ms. Blue. Hi, Monica. I'm calling from the Detroit area.
Okay, greetings, Monica. Calling from Detroit, the Motor City, getting it in. Okay, good with you, Monica.
Well, I'm not in a sad mood. I'm kind of, what I need to ask is, what can I do to keep my energy up when I'm around work? Because it's like really hectic and very negative.
What
I've used the crystals. Yeah, because I've used the crystals and I carry the sea salt and stuff, but it's like this energy is a little stronger than ever.
Mm-hmm. You use the crystals. So when you say to me you use the crystals, tell me what you were doing with the crystals.
Well, I programmed it in a weird. I even put it in my bra. And I
okay.
Put my rose. I wear my clear crystal, quartz crystal on top of my hand.
Okay. Well, that's always good to do, but I'm kind of one of those girls that likes to get down, to kind of get a little raw and dirty, and I want to find out what the real problem is. We don't want to put Band-Aids on it. We want to get down to what's really going on. And why is this job that when you first got it, you thought it was some real hot shit, now all of a sudden it just ain't hot for you no more? You understand? So that's what I'm more interested in taking a look at. If you're doing those things to really kind of help you, let's talk about why you really want to detach away from this job. And I want you to go back to almost about 10 or 11 months ago, because this is sort of where the spirit is kind of taking me here to show that when that shift came in, when some things were happening in your life. So let's talk about what was happening about 10 or 11 months ago with you.
Okay, 10 or 11 months. We had just got sold again for the second time, the our company building. What was in my family life, I think we was on the third, wait a minute, one, two, the fourth death of the family.
Yeah. I see a lot of sorrow, and I see doves around you. I see a gorgeous, beautiful woman an older woman standing by you. Looked like she could be an aunt, perhaps?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you have an aunt that passed away? Yes, this is her, and, you know, your aunt is there, and this is what she's telling me, that this is 11 or so months ago is when this sorrow, you know, really came upon you. About this, mm-hmm. because about that time, there was a lot of things going on at the job, and there was a lot of things going on in your personal life. And what you did was you sort of attached yourself to that job being sorrow for you. Plus, your job was kind of giving you a hard time with taking off so mm-hmm. much. It was a lot of things that was going on there at that particular time. And so one of the things that I want you to just kind of sit with and sort of think about, because as I get into your energy, I feel real tight. I feel tight. And whenever I get into auras and I feel tight like this, I know that there has been a lot of pain in the heart, you know, and we just came off of the love series workshop, the 7 hours we did this weekend. And, you know, these are some of the things that we covered there. But this is about you being tight in this particular area. And a lot of your thought, a lot of your thinking is about you sort of kind of wishing you can move away. In fact, you're thinking about leaving the city of Detroit all the fuck
yes.
together. Like bags is packed. I'm ready to go. I want to get out of here. This place is, I'm done with it. I'm done with it. Mm-hmm. And even though that may be the truth for you, what I want you to take some time is I want you to take some time and truly recognize things for what they really are. Because, see, once you can begin to recognize them for what they are, then you will be able to see that your job that you're working in is going to be able to help you wherever you're going. You know, you have to take responsibility, the main thing, for your own happiness. It's no job. It's no person. It's no thing. Nothing is going to do that shit for you. Nobody else has the ability to make you happy but you. That's it. And once you take that, it doesn't mean that you won't move. It doesn't mean that you won't find another job. But you will stop taking hostages with you. Because right now you have them as a hostage. Even though you feel like you go to work and they're holding you hostage, you're holding them hostage.
Okay.
Because somehow you believe that when you walk in that building, they are taking away your happiness. And that is so far away from the truth. That's not the truth, you know. And the other thing is your aunt had a coat, a special kind of coat. Who has that beautiful cape-like coat she has? Do you know who got it?
It's got to be her kids, her grandkids.
Probably her grandkids. Well, that's one of her uh-huh. favorite things. And she's definitely around you a lot right now. It's a lot of family members that are over there, but she's definitely doing, yeah, it's a lot of them over there, and they're doing well. They're doing very, very well on their journey, and they're definitely around you. But I don't want you to walk away with a false sense of thinking that this job is doing this, because one thing is for sure, I can tell you this, wherever you go, you take you with you. And if you don't understand mm-hmm. what happened here, you're going to just take all of that, and the next place you go, the next city, the next state, the next relationship, the next job, you're going to take that with you too. You're bringing you everywhere you go. But know that you can take responsibility for your happiness. I mean, how dare a job make you unhappy? But here's the other thing I want you to understand. Mm-hmm. That those same constraints and conditions were there the day you started. It's not getting worse. It's the same.
It's a little bit worse.
It's a little bit worse.
I know what you mean. I got to come out of my, it's the different bosses. It's all that. But I know what you mean. I lost me. I lost me.
Right.
And I used to make it fun. I got you.
Yes. And then you'll be able to see. You'll be able to see your work clear. So, yes, the crystals work. the crystals, all of these things, they really, really help with that. But yes, it doesn't become magic until you connect with it. We're the only things that make these tools work. You understand? If I'm programming my roast, you got it. You're going to do a Drake on me. I get it.
I ain't throwing the rest. No, I mean, you opened me up, and I can see it. They showing me the vision. They like, this is where I'm connecting with you.
Yes, yes. That is the best way for you to begin to do that and really do your work. You know, we want to make sure that we're not using our work as a 911 or a prescription. And a lot of us know our magic, but we wait until something traumatic happens, and that's the only time we want to start practicing. You understand?
I know you
ain't working with those. You only working with crystals because some shit is going down. So now you're like, what I need? What crystal I need? What candle I need? What I need? You know, these are things that we need to incorporate about knowing our magic every single day because it's all around us. You understand? We are magic. Mm-hmm. We are magic. You know? And then the other thing is, you know, Don't a lot of times when you start to think about your relatives, I know it's very difficult that has passed on, you know, when we start to get into that place of real sadness and sorrow, that causes the connection to be lost because your aunt says that she's been trying to really send you a lot of messages because you're a very intuitive sister. But when you think of them and you get so sad, that loses the connection. It's almost like trying to find the radio station, but you know, it's supposed to be 106, but you got it on 100.9, you know, and it's fuzzy. Okay. It's not coming in clear, you know. Yeah. It's static. You understand? A lot of static.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Well, that's what I have for you.
And thank you, and that's a big blessing. So thank you, and blessings and greedy, and that's what I was missing. I lost me, the magic that I used to come in there with me.
That's right. So always show up with you because that's a great thing to be. Always show up with you. Peace and love. Hold the line. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Yes, this is Tiffany. I'm calling from South Carolina.
Okay, greetings, Tiffany from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to ask a question concerning, like, do you have any advice for me concerning, like, in the relationship area or, because I just feel like I'm at a point where I'm just stuck in a rut. And I'm trying to be positive and trying to, you know, go day by day with work and everything like that and just feel kind of like almost in like a lost, you know, situation, you know? Like I don't know where to turn, what to do, how to, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have any advice for you, but I can spiritually take a look and see what we see because I don't really give advice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't really give advice. I understand what you mean, but I just want you to be clear about what I'm getting ready to tell you. And I want you to think back, Tiffany, to when you were 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I want you to think about sort of this crush that you had at 16 years old. And, you know, it's interesting. We call it a crush, but I think most people can relate to the first time we had our heart crushed.
Yeah.
So I want you to think about when you were 16 years old, and I want you to think about your crush you had on somebody that you liked and just really, really just was just crushing over. Can I say crushing? Is that a word? Fantasizing over, crushing over, and only to find out that they were so not really interested in you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so you've carried that with you throughout all your relationships. And anytime something reminds you of that crush, it breaks your heart. It truly breaks your heart. It does. And in your relationship right now,
because, you know, were you I don't know, because there were so many people at the workshop. It was over 200 and something people, so I don't know. But I guess I'm going to go ahead, and I don't do much guessing, to know that you wasn't at the Love Workshop this weekend.
No, I wasn't.
Definitely a lot of these beautiful things we really touched on, so you could begin to understand how these things come out. But I want to give you some words that you can take in the relationship that you're in. And this is an opportunity. Sometimes when we have relationships and they start to go astray and things happen, the first thing that we want to do is run. We're all real good at running. Hell, I don't know why the Summer Olympics is not taken over by the world, because we are runners by nature. You know, everybody loves to run. But this is an opportunity for you to rebuild yourself. You understand? Sit in the pause. Rebuild yourself. And sometimes when you don't know what to do, the best thing to do is nothing. You know? And remember, you are still responsible for your own happiness.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I guess just sometimes, you know, you just, I don't know, I'm, you know, here by myself, and, you know, sometimes it just gets a little, you know, you just want, I guess I just have to spend more time with myself first before I can
Well, here's the thing. You said sometimes you're there, you're by yourself, and of course you want companionship, trust and believe. I understand that. But at what price do you want it? Because you can't tell me that if you didn't want a man right now, you couldn't have one. Of course you can. So what's the real issue? What's the real issue?
I guess it's just finding the right one. I mean, finding the right person for you, you know? And then, I don't know, I'm just in a space where I'm just stuck with that. Like, I'm not sure which direction to take.
But guess what? It's you. There's nothing wrong with anything. It's you. That's why you're by yourself. It's you.
Right.
When you say the right person, tell me what that means. When you say the right person,
I guess the person that's, I guess, gonna like take me for me, you know, with everything that I come with, you know, and is not gonna come and go, and, you know, just somebody that's, I'm like, I don't ask for nobody that's perfect and, you know, nothing like that. I just want something that's gonna be real and that's gonna be, you know, that's meant for me, you know? So, and I figured, like, for my last relationship, that that's what it was, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure now that that was the case, you know?
So you're saying in the relationship you were in, the person didn't accept you for you?
I don't feel that they did. I mean, I don't feel that they did.
Well, I can believe that because you don't accept you. So how can you expect somebody else to accept you? You don't accept you. I could tell, let's not even go into the psychic component. I could tell the way you're talking. You don't accept you. I mean, does that make sense? I mean, I want you to
I think sometimes I do, you know, sit there and say, well, I don't think that I'm good enough for that person or this person. Or, I mean, I can be honest and say I do that.
Yes, and when you do that, you are teaching everyone who comes in contact with you how to treat you. And that's why you called, that's why it's called an issue, because it's you. That's why we call it an issue. You get it?
Right.
It is you. It's you, the issue. Any issue is you. It's not the other person. It really isn't. It's because of you. Everything is because of you. That's a raw position to stand in, but it's also a position of empowerment because you get to understand that there's nothing wrong with you, but you got to accept you. It's about everything that you feel is wrong with you.
Yeah.
Your next relationship will have the same issues. And they have had the same issues since you've been 16.
It's a repeating thing. Like the three serious relationships I've been, they're all in the
same.
And so it's almost like, you know, I used to say it was a curse because I'm like, there's
no
way I have three separate relationships and the same exact thing happening in each one of them.
The exact same thing is happening because you are bringing you to the relationship. You have to rebuild. You have to rebuild and let go of this false perception of who you think you are because there's nothing wrong with you. But when you compare yourself, when you're constantly in competition, when you're trying to be like the next chick, when you're trying to do things better than that chick, when you're trying to outdo this other chick, when you're trying to prove that you're better than your mama's chick, it gets confusing.
Yeah.
You know? It gets real confusing. So this is an opportunity for you to rebuild, and you can get completely naked with yourself. You can throw away all of the personas. You can throw away all of the things that don't belong to you. And you can get down to you. You can get down to who you really are. I promise you, if you had attended this love seminar, you wouldn't have these issues. And I'm sure some of them will call in tonight to tell you, because you've got to start taking care of you. What you're doing is you're waiting for someone to come to take care of you. And it doesn't work that way.
I think that is what you just said just hit home for me. Like, I never had that, you know, like father, mother, or none of that. You know, my grandma raised me. Yeah, her. I just want, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm 26 now. I just feel like I deserve somebody to just help me out.
Of course you do.
Sometimes.
Of course you do. But the first person that's got to help pull you out is you, and recognize that they are helping you. They are helping you. Thing that I seen was a beautiful woman standing by you with wings and her hand over her heart. And I know that's your grandmother. And she said she has to rebuild. The theme song for tonight, for last night, that we listened to is What You Won't Do. You know that song? You Do For Love.
Mm-hmm.
You tried everything, but you won't give up. Yes. That's the theme song that we play for the love seminar because it's so true. The things that you won't do, you'll do for love. But you have to start getting back into loving the most important person that you came back to the planet for, which is you. You're doing everything for everyone except for you. You're willing to lay it all on the line for a brother. Anything he wants you to do. Anything. But he realizes that you won't do that for yourself. You got to ride or die. And I know you're a rider. I know you're a rider. So I want you
to do that for myself first.
That's right. Do you have my Know Your Magic audio workbook?
No. I do have the Kim deck, and I usually every day, like in the mornings, I'll pull like a card of the day to try to aid me through, you know, through the day with that. But
you've got to start investing in you. You have to. You have to start investing in you. That's where it starts. It's so many things out there, but you have to start investing in you, and you will see all kinds of things open up. You'll get to see how truly beautiful and lovely you are. All right?
I will.
All right. I'm going to hold you to it.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Hold the line. Peace and love. Oh, beautiful. All right. Don't be laughing at my singing, you guys. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code. Let's see, calling in from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Lou, it's Wanda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Hey, Wanda.
Beautiful. I just wanted to share about yesterday's seminar.
Okay. Are we on speaker, Wanda? You sound a little airy for me.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
That's a little better. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Great, great, great. Yeah, I wanted to share about yesterday's love seminar. Oh, my God. It was cleansing. It was liberating. It was transforming. Oh, my God, all of it.
It was all of yes. So what was the thing that really, Wanda, just really kind of spoke to you the most at the workshop that myself and Brother Bilal did? What was it?
When Brother Bilal, when he said that I was eating my heart, that was, whoa. I was like, whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
And, and, you know, all of it. I got something out of every layer, you know, every exercise, you know, even the exercises that we done in the very beginning, that was powerful.
The one that I gave out about the heart chakra, that one?
The heart and then the portal in the back. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Powerful. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
So,
by the end
go ahead. Go ahead. I want to tell you.
By the end of the seminar, I was in tears. And even after we hung up, all I did was cry and cry and cry.
Oh, wow.
I'm still crying.
Tears of joy.
Yeah. It was so liberating.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I am not the same person.
Oh, wow. You're not the same person. Oh, that does my heart. That does my heart so well. Oh, thank you for that, Wanda. Wow.
Wow.
So it's safe to say that, like most of us, you was up all night too, huh?
Oh, my God. I couldn't go to sleep. You know, you couldn't go to sleep after that. And then when I finally did go to sleep, I probably didn't wake up, what, till 11 or so this morning?
Oh my goodness. Oh, wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's powerful. Yeah. That is so powerful.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much for putting that seminar on. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much for that, Wanda. Oh, wow. Yes, you guys, it was all of that. That was beautiful. Oh, my goodness. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 252, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Whew.
Hello, Ms. Blue?
Yes, greetings.
Greetings, greetings. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Who's on the line?
My name is Greg. I'm from North Carolina. And
okay,
greetings. Greetings to everyone. I have a question I want to ask you. During the full moon, I feel like very weak. Like I sleep a lot, and I don't want to do anything. And I was just calling in to ask, could you help me with that?
Yeah, well, it could be a lot of reasons why during the full moon, a lot of things happen. Particularly, are you talking about this recent full moon that we had?
Yes.
This recent full moon that we had, I will tell you, really had a lot of water in it, a lot of water energy in it.
Right.
So a lot of times when you're feeling that pull or you're feeling that particular pressure and you feel that from the water and all of that particular energy, it can cause you to get sort of in a mood. In a mood. Remember,
right.
Water has a lot to do with mood, your mood,
right.
How your actual mood is. And one of the things about you, Greg, is you retain a lot of water. You retain a lot of water. But it's also an excellent time for you. Can you hear me okay? Because I hear a lot of noise on your end.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a truck driver, and I'm on the road riding. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I listen to your show on Sunday while I'm riding at night.
Okay. Well, how beautiful, because you get a chance to actually look at the moon and really see that. But this is a really great question that you asked. Like I said, this particular moon that we have right here has a lot to do with a lot of energy of water, because right now what we're going through now, the sun is actually entering into Pisces, and that means all and it means nothing. But what it's really doing, Greg, is it brings a lot of the psychic energy on board for you. That's what it does. It brings a lot of that energy on. But the main thing that's going on with you right now is you're constantly battling in your mind. And this is what's taking up all of your energy. And it's coming from the root chakra. But you're constantly battling in your mind wins and losses. It's like you constantly want to win. Like everything that you do, you have the win or losses. It's like you're keeping score in your life. Why do you feel that it's such a struggle for you and that you always got to win?
A good question. I don't know. I just feel that whatever I do, I just gotta win at it.
Well, here's the thing. I want to challenge you with that. Tell me the difference between win, and tell me the difference between really striving to be your best. What's the difference?
I just strive to be my best. You know, whatever I do, I just try to win and just do the best I can.
Yeah, but that win has put that competition energy in you, and that burns up a lot of energy. And the reason I say that is because you came on and you were talking about the moon, but the moon can only do so much. So don't blame it on the moon. Don't blame it on the moon. The moon didn't give you that idea. You understand? The moon don't make us complete. A moon can't make you complete.
Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I just noticed that every time it was a full moon, it's like I had no energy. I just had to lay down. I slept a lot.
Yeah, Because the moon is about a reflection. What it's really forcing you to do is to look yourself in the mirror. You've got to leave all of this competition thing out of the way, you know, because, you know, you know, that is really, you know, the responsibility for feeling like a loser. You understand?
Right.
And this is why
right.
you can't win. I understand that you say you strive and you want to win, but let's get raw here tonight. The truth of the matter is most things in your life, Greg, you have not won at.
Right. I haven't.
And this is why you can't win. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You can't win. You can't win with trying to step into the arena with yourself, because that's the only person you're truly battling. You know, only people who won't win because you understand this. I want you to get this really, really clear.
Okay.
People who always want to win, you understand,
mm-hmm.
it's because in their mind they're truly losers. Does that make sense? If
mm-hmm.
I'm a winner, I don't need to be competitive. I don't know if you've ever heard that song by DJ Khaled when he say, all I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Right.
All he has to do is show up, and he won. He walks in the building, and he hasn't even done anything, and he won.
Right.
Because that mindset of win and lose is a mind of a loser. That's a mindset of a loser, because winners know that they always win.
Right.
And DJ Khaled can do that because he's not in competition with himself. You're constantly in competition with you. You think it's other people, but it's an aspect and a reflection of yourself. That's why you can't win. So I would encourage you to go listen to his song.
Okay.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Right.
All he does is show up, and he's won.
Right.
You don't give yourself credit for being you. You think it's something outside of you that's going to cause you to win. So don't blame it on the moon. Don't blame it on the moon. The moon didn't make you late for work.
Right, right.
Yeah, okay. You didn't think I knew that. The moon ain't make you late for work.
Right.
We could get real raw, but the moon didn't
right.
do it. Don't
right.
blame it on the moon.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right. I thank you, Miss Blue.
All right. You're welcome.
All
peace
right.
and love to you.
Peace and love to you, too.
All right.
All right.
Trying to blame it on the moon. What Michael Jackson say, don't blame it on the boogie. Don't blame it on the moon. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 561, you're live in the remix. Please tell you. please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Cosmic Blue, this is Rob Yale calling from Raw, Florida. Known today as Florida. How you doing tonight?
I'm wonderful. Who is this again? Raziel? Raziel. Interesting. Raziel. Another name for
Raziel. Raziel with a B.
Oh, Raziel.
Yeah.
Okay. Raziel. Okay. I got
yeah.
you. I got you. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent because, you know, I was able to attend the seminar, and, yeah, I feel like when I woke up, you know, before the sunrise, I was just like, I was still feeling the effects of that chemical, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was very special to me, Ms. Blue, because, you know, I've been on different calls, you know, for the last 2 years or so, and I wanted to be able to reach out to you, and I sent you emails in the past. I was like, I'm gonna connect with him, I'm gonna get a reading and whatnot. But like you have mentioned to me that you were going through a lot of bookings or whatnot. So I waited, and finally on February the 22nd, I was able to come in and introduce myself a little bit, and everything. It just felt so good. What I got from it was that, in life, we got to have rhythm, and I think one of the things that I've been able to apply lately is, dancing. Dancing is very important.
Yes, yes.
And it has also helped me in dancing a little bit now. I'm able to be more flexible when I'm practicing martial arts. And it just, it helps me in my transformation. So that's one thing, rhythm.
Yes, yes.
And the other thing I would have to say that impacted me a lot was not letting ourselves get so caught up in trying to box love in, because it's so, it's like our consciousness expanding, and whenever we try to, box it in, we end up hurting ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like playing Drake's song. You get it, you get it, you get it. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and over here in 561, oh, man, there's just so much energy and so many miracles are taking place over here in the Treasure Coast.
Beautiful, because your input yesterday was really beautiful. It was really great. And, it was just an honor to have so many people on the call, in the workshop. It was so many. We were definitely feeling you. When you came on the line and your energy and just everything, you kicked it off. You got it started right. You just kicked it off, and it was just beautiful when we started taking questions. It was just so beautiful. It really was.
It was. So, it was, once again, it's an honor to be on this call, and I just want to say to everybody that's listening tonight, I love you all, and thank you for your contributions, and, we're here.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful. All right, well, peace and love to you, my brother. And it was so good to have you in the Love Seminar, and thank you so much for sharing what you took away from that. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
That was beautiful. Yeah. Ooh, you guys, I'm telling you. The Love Seminar, it went down. I'm telling you. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 617, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Barry. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay, I'm sorry, what was your name?
Barry.
Barry?
Barry.
Barry.
Yep.
All right, greetings. Greetings to you.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just calling in to get a reading to see what you have to tell me.
Oh, because you don't sound good, my brother.
Oh, yeah.
You don't sound good. You sound like you need to release some shit.
Okay.
You under a lot of pressure right now. You under a lot of pressure. Yeah. You're under a lot of pressure. You're under a lot of pressure. So tell us, you want to get a reading? What area of your life you want to get a reading? You don't want me diving in, but, No. Because I want you to start releasing right now. I say that in a joking way, but I'm being serious. I want you to start releasing right now, immediately. So that you can let go of some of this pressure that you're feeling that's starting to cave into you. And even though you can see those things of growth around you in the work you're doing,
a lot of things have been broken with you, particularly when it comes to trust. So I want you to start right now here because it's a little raw here tonight. And I want you to kind of just get completely naked and talk about where you want to put your will. See, because your will has been placed in places that you didn't put it, and you've been turning it over to other things and to other people. Mm-hmm. And now you just want to fucking scream and get rid of everybody. So talk to me. What's going on?
Well, my main focus is my children. I'm getting pressure with my children. So I feel like I'm being abused as far as my love for them.
Yes.
I want to make sure they're safe and prosperous in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm being used to bring me in that place, which I don't want to go.
Right.
I know that I have a lot of work, good work to do. And like you said, I've been putting in work.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel those who know that I'm capable of doing the work, the divine work that I'm supposed to do.
Yes, that's right.
My back against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And they know also that I have a side of me. If I let it out, it can be very harmful to myself and them.
And to others.
And everything.
Yeah.
And to everything that I'm supposed to do ancestrally.
Yes.
So,
let's talk about this because you do need to release this. And I'm going to say some things here. It's going to sound pretty provocative to some. And others may think it Miss Blue might have lost her damn mind, but, you know, that happened a long time ago. The main thing that I want to tell you is that you can't fight your children's battles for them. I want you to understand that the way I'm telling you. Because one of the things that you're trying to do is you're trying to make up for lost time. You're trying to make up for missed time. And we both know that there's a lot of shit you can get back in this reality. Time ain't one of them. You can't get that back. You will never get time back. You still with me?
Mm-hmm.
You can't get time back. So what you have to do now is stand on your top of your square of the man you are now. And you cannot allow things of the past to keep pulling you back. You cannot keep feeling guilty about some shit you did when you didn't know what the hell you was doing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You can't do that. Nor, I'm not telling you not to take responsibility for what you've done, but you can't live there. And where this pressure is coming from, because a part of you feels that you owe that to them. And you do. But you can't make up time that has been lost. You can start from where you are, and you can move forward to where you are. But then something else comes with that. And I think you know where I'm going with that. Something else comes with that, and that is you got to trust that when you come clean, because, see, you ain't came clean about what you did. When you come clean and say, I know I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this, and I did this. This is all me. It's my fault. I did this. Truly in your heart, be sorry and say, but this is where I'm moving to. All those who are with me, come with me. All those who are against me, be against me. And you have to keep moving forward. But it's not going to work that you think because you want to come from this position now and just say it. And everybody is supposed to put blinders on to shit that happened before. That's not fair. But you got to acknowledge it. That's going to take the pressure off of you. And you do what you can because your children will be fine. But see, if you aren't together, you can't help nobody. How about that? You got to trust and you got to lean forward and you got to understand where you were and where you are now. But here's the kicker. You ready for the? You ready for this kicker?
I'm here.
You ready?
Yep.
You can never, ever, 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 ever go back to the bullshit again. You can't. Because once you do that, game over. If you got it, you understand what you're supposed to be doing, then that's what you focus on. You let everybody know that's in your tribe, that's a part of your soul group. You let them know your intent. The most important thing for women is to know your man's intent. And if you can convey your intent to the people who love and support you, they will understand you. But you can't go back. Choice. Either you're going to release, you're going to lean forward, and you're going to go, or you're not. You can't keep looking back. You can't keep going back there. You can't keep doing it. Are you there?
Yep, understood.
Tell me what you understand.
I understand that you're saying that I can't look back and I need to release what has happened in the past because it's a new day now and I need to move forward on what I know
that I must do. You got to acknowledge it first. You owe them an apology. You do know that. Why you don't want to give it?
I don't know if it's that I'm not, I don't want to give it. I feel like I have done.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't. Not from your heart. You have not. No, you haven't. Mm-mm. You haven't. Not from your heart. Still doesn't mean you're not responsible because there's a part of you that is battling with yourself, kind of like the brother who called in earlier. You're fighting with yourself. You're fighting internal demons within yourself. You got to go back. You got to go back. You got to go back and acknowledge before you can move forward. You got to go back and release before you can move forward. You have to go back and make it right. You have to go back and you have to give the apology. You have to go back and acknowledge the shit you did. You have to go back. You owe that to yourself. That's what's stopping you from moving forward because you don't trust anybody because deep in your heart, you don't trust yourself. The only way you're going to trust yourself is if you can go back. And I'll tell you some words that my father told me. Once you know what right looks like, you will never be confused about shit again. You can't find right because you don't want to go make it right. Go make it right. And all of this greatness that is looking you right in your face. Right in your face. You're like 20 feet from stardom. Don't be like the Philadelphia Eagles. Can't convert. Right on the goal line, but you can't convert. And that's how you've been. Right there. Make it happen. Because you got to go back. You have to. In order to move forward. In order to release it. And then you can say, I'm moving forward. And whoever is with me, come. If you're not, oh well. Got to go make it right. You owe that to yourself. You owe that to yourself. Yeah. All right. That's what Miss Blue got for you.
Yeah, thanks, Claire.
All right. Peace and love.
Bless.
All right. I know y'all going to get tired of me saying this, but those of you in the chat room know. I hear your healing water. If he had been at the law seminar, he would have not understood what taking his lick was all about. He would have took his lick, and he would have made it right. He would have made it right. We're going to go to the next caller. Oh, you guys are funny. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 662. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
What's up,
662.
Hey, Ms. Blue, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. Who's on the line? Boy, the brothers is representing tonight.
This is Jamel. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Okay, well, we can't hear you, Jamel, calling from Dallas, Texas.
Let me get to Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah, this. Hello?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's going on, Ms. Blue? How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just want to tell you thank you. I want to thank you and the family for all the information you've been giving out over the years. I've been following for a long, you know, it's my first time. Well, it's my first month calling in, you know, getting on the phone line. It's my first time getting through, so, you know, I'm just excited.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, good. Oh, so good to hear from you. Yes, yes.
All right. Well, I missed the love seminar. I feel it was so great that you had to have a show the next day for people to express their emotions. I know it was so powerful. You had to, huh?
Well, you know, this is really the funny thing about it. People call in, and you know, it's the remix. You've been listening. They always express what they gotta express. And oddly enough, the people who are calling in, they speaking from their heart. But the love seminar was just so powerful. It actually was Saturday, because I always do a show on Sunday night, and that's what we do here, you know. But we know energy is real, and we know what's in the atmosphere, so that's what time it is now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't really got no question. Well, I guess I do got a question. I guess I really want to know what's rocking me. It seems like everybody tonight, I usually follow a pattern, so I guess I got something that's rocking me. I need to let go. So,
No. We not going to make our lives, even though we all part of the same soul group, we not going to make our lives one continuous circle. Because surely you didn't come on the line to feel like something's blocking you. I did. Okay, speak your truth. You know what I'm saying? Speak your truth, you know?
All right, well, I guess I want to know.
Speak your truth while you're getting your Texas.
Right. You're right. Well, I guess I want to know about, I don't know a lot about my parents. Like, I guess that's one thing that I worry about. Well, I don't say I worry about it, but I think about it a lot. I don't know my father at all, and I lost my mother kind of at a young age. And that's something that, that's something that I've been thinking about lately here, and been talking about with a couple of my friends. And why did I choose that soul? I mean, choose them parents to come back to, you know, and just, you know, little stuff like that.
Mhm. Well.
Mhm.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Go ahead, cause I ramble all night until I get together.
No. Go ahead. No, we listening to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess that's basically it. Just trying to figure out, you know, about my past life and how did I connect to that family that I joined.
Mhm. Well, you know, when you say past life, first you said you're interested in finding out about your parents and why you sort of chose the parents that you have. So which one is it? Because it
that was my first question. I was going to go on to the next one, but I had stopped for you to answer that one.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things I'll tell you is this. I want to talk about where you are now, because you seem a little all over the place. Would you not agree?
Yes, at the time being. I guess I'm a little nervous right now. Yeah, you made me a little nervous. You got that voice, man. That voice, God, I've been listening to it for a long time. So that junk got me a little nervous. But I guess I'm probably all over the place at the time being.
Yeah, it's okay. Here's a couple of things I want to say for you when it comes to why we choose a particular soul group to come back to. Because I'm going to take something very kind of complicated and make it as simple as I can for you. When it comes to why you've chosen the particular soul group that you've chosen to do what you want, we need certain things in our lives that will help us evolve ourselves. And when we sit down and we begin to start talking about what we're going to come back to the planet to do, I want to talk to you about this carnation, because this is where I feel you're going to get the greatest joy out of it, if that be the word. You chose to have the situation you had because deep down inside, there's absolutely nothing more that you want in this life than to have a couple of things happen. One, your father. Can you hear me okay? Let me make sure
I'm in there. I'm locked in.
Okay, you locked in. Well, perfect. Let me make sure I'm locked in. Here's a couple of things that I want you to think about. Your mother, definitely. And let me ask you, what happened when you were 19 years old?
Dang, that's the same thing. When I was 19, I went off to college. I got a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
My mother died the year before. And my sister went away to Virginia. That was like the toughest time. That was a tough time.
That was by the lowest. Well, but that was also the time that your consciousness got aware. Your consciousness started coming online, like really becoming aware of things going on when you were 19 years old. Now, as far as your father is concerned, yeah, you did choose to have a father that wasn't going to be in your life. And your mother's agreement, we can say it this way, that she had for you, your mother had given you everything that she could possibly give you. You had enough from her to make it from where you are. And she knew that. You understand? Yeah. She knew that about you. She knew. Because you're the one that she was really waiting for. And that is what she worried about the most. Your sister, not so much. But you... She worried about you, and she's telling me this. She's here. That's who she worried about. When she knew you were going to be okay, she continued on her journey. Let me talk to you about this, because this just touches my heart when I hear it. You came back to shine. You came back to be in the spotlight.
That's what you came back to do.
And that's what I shy away from. Every opportunity, I shy away from that job.
Yes. But not to just shine. You know, there was a part of you that kind of got this fuck it attitude for a while, but then you got yourself back together and you kept moving. Because you realized that there was something greater for you, you understand? And this is where you are to really hold that in your heart, that you came back to shine for real. You came back to be that diamond, to be that voice, to be able to speak, to be able to show through music and creativity and through art how you express yourself.
That's tight. So what's blocking me? What I need to do? What I need to get out the way for the for me to proceed on? Or what's standing in the way?
What's standing in the way is you don't want to put in no work. You think because you came back to shine, you're supposed to just walk in the fucking spotlight. It don't work that way. It don't work that way at all. And even though you're on the phone with me and you're very humble, you're not humble in where you shine. You ain't humble at all. In fact, you're quite arrogant and cocky.
And what I shine in?
Yes.
The area I shine in.
Yes. I want you to sit back and I want you to think about.
It's true. I see it. I already know. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
I know.
When you can really understand that a person who's truly in the light, you ain't got to do all of that. You get it? You ain't got to do all of that. You ain't got to turn it up everywhere you go. You already turned up. You don't have to do it. Mhm. I'm listening.
No, I understand. Well, I mean, I guess to a certain degree, because I'm a basketball coach, and I guess you know that's my passion, and so that's what I do. So I mean, I guess you know, I mean, shining as far as being one of the top coaches, and on the way I can see what you mean. Where you're coming from is maybe I push my players. I'm a little arrogant with my players.
No, that doesn't have anything to do with it. Not at all. You're not arrogant with them. Uh-uh. You ain't arrogant. You ain't arrogant with them. It's not when you're with them because you truly have the passion. You're arrogant when you're just out and about with who you are. That's where it is.
Hey, and, so you're right. I got you. Right.
And that's not even what you truly want to do.
No.
You're doing it, but that ain't what you want to do. Tell everybody what you want to do. What you want to do.
That's what I love to do. I like training kids. Like I really.
No, you don't. That's not what you really want to do. That's what you have accepted as a part of what you can do now, but that is not what you really want to do. Let me ask you a question. Why you don't play basketball no more?
Dang, that's what it is. I ain't got no reason either. I'm good too. I don't know why I don't. I'm a little older though. Yeah, that maybe that time is passing by. I guess that's what I'm convinced myself.
How old are you? Let's see, it is. You 34 years old. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you too old to play basketball.
Well, you know, to get paid for the level that I think I wanna play on. You know, I don't wanna do the work. That's what you just said. That's what I always say. That shit too hard. I train NBA players for a living. That's what I say, that I can't do it. It's going to work, y'all put in. You're right.
You got to do the work. But here's the thing, because, see, your goal is to be that coach that shines. That's what you want.
Yep.
You ain't going to make it there either because of that same reason. You got to put in work, not just in training them. What about your fucking work?
Yep.
Work brings currency in all areas, love, health, everything. Doing the work keeps you current, and you're about to become outdated.
Yes.
So you got to get into your shine. You got to get into your music. Remember when you used to cut on the music and used to sit down with a piece of paper and draw things out and think about how you was going to do this? You don't do none of that shit no more.
No, I ain't got copy with that magic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't got copy with it.
Recognize that your ignorance is coming from your insecurity, because there's still a part of you that wants to be out on that floor. There's still a part of you that is carrying around the coulda, the shoulda,
yeah,
the woulda.
Yeah. All the time.
So you got to tell that story. That's the story. Because I really see you with a book about your life. Telling your coulda, your shoulda, and your wouldas, because you got to dump that so you can shine, because you did come back to shine, but you're not going to get there.
Gotcha. So appreciate it. I appreciate that honesty, like as usual. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Well, appreciate you as well. Can't wait to see you shine.
I shine. I'm signing up for self-invested. I'm going through the process now, the pen pal process now. So I'm getting my pen pal, my PayPal account, and I'm going to be joining self-invested. So.
That's right. So I want to ask you, because, see, when you came on, you thought these were some setup calls.
I lost track of my day, though. I lost track that it was Sunday. I was in the gym today, and I really just lost track. I thought it was, I lost track of the day. I know we do this on, I know the dates.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it wasn't no setup. Especially when I heard the voice, the coach, I had been listening to that voice for a while.
I didn't tell the people to call in, just like I didn't tell you to call in, but you got a great blessing here tonight.
No, I did. I did. I'm sure I appreciate it. I got that. And I'm
all right.
Well.
That's right. And your mama's nearby. Your mama's nearby. And the best thing your daddy could have did was stay out of your life.
Dang, that's cold. Hey, you know, before we get off, you gave this kid down, not a kid, but this lady down, and you sent her some of your cards, and she been doing reading. And she, she kind of told me, Never Teary, she called in yesterday. Never Teary
Collins. She did a reading for you? That's beautiful.
Yeah, she been working. She been telling me some of the same things, but I didn't got stuck where I only listen to Ms. Blue nowadays, so.
Listen to the sister. She's using the deck that Ms. Blue created. I channeled that, so know your magic. You need to get you a deck. That's what you need to do.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, my brother. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm looking forward to see you shine now.
You get it.
All right.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, fam. Thanks a lot. Love y'all, man. Love,
love you too. Peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 202. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, can you hear me?
I certainly can. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, my name is Tammy. I am coming from Florida, a transplant from the D.C. area.
Okay. She said a transplant.
Born and raised in the D.C. area, and I ventured to Florida in July. And the journey has definitely been interesting.
I knew you was going to say that.
To say the least. And I am calling because I feel like there is great potential within me, but I feel like I am blocking that potential, or I'm possibly blocking that potential, and or blocking my own mental wealth. And so I'm calling to find out what you see in terms of that.
Okay. Is everybody, I don't know what y'all are doing tonight. Why y'all moving around so much? Like, what you over there doing? You washing dishes? What you doing? You hiding in the bathroom? What's going on?
Unfortunately, I just took my little girl to the restroom for her midnight, and I am changing her sheets. So you have to call my name at this moment. So I'm like, So anyway, sorry for all the wrestling.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. All right. All right. So let's see. Okay. So what do I see that is blocking your wealth? A couple of things.
Yes.
One of the main things that I'm going to tell you, and what was your, say your name again? I apologize.
My name is terrible. Okay.
Tammy, the number one thing that I want to tell you is that you made this move, and now that you're here, you don't like it. You like it, but you don't like it. You don't like it.
Exactly.
And everything that you hated about D.C. is looking real wonderful, fantastic. Looking at D.C. with all the cold weather, the snow, the shit you hated, the neighbors, that's looking all good to you right about now. Because where you're at.
You know me very well already.
Well, here's one of the things that I want to tell you that's blocking you is you got to open yourself up.
Okay.
And again, I want to talk about you with the win and lose, because this is about you refusing to lose.
Okay.
You know, and refusing to reach out for help. But I want to say this to you. Tell me how many people in your life you've helped.
Oh, gosh. I would not say many. Other people would say many. Like, I am the oldest. I tend to take responsibility for everyone and everything. I tend to be the person that kind of holds things down, if you will.
Listen to what I ask you. I didn't ask you how many people you were responsible for. I asked you how many people have you helped. Would you say you help a lot of people? Some people? Or not many people? Some.
I pride myself on being as helpful as I can be to to someone. How do I even say this? Like, I wouldn't necessarily say I wear that necessarily as a badge. Like, okay, I've helped this person or that person. But
right. Listen. Because I'm making a point here.
Okay.
I'm not saying. I didn't ask you again. If you see somebody who needs help,
mm-hmm.
would you help them? Because
yes.
of course you would. I'm asking you, would you say that you help a lot of people or you don't help people? The truth. Before you answer, pause for a second.
Okay. I would say I help people. I do.
Not who you're responsible for.
Okay.
Well, then let's eliminate all of them. Not them.
Okay. Okay, then I guess the answer would be I don't?
I kind of see a question mark above your head. So are you asking me or is that your answer?
I feel like I'm asking you now because I thought I would check a person that helps people, but now I feel like that's not what you see.
No, it's not. And this is what I want you, difference between being responsible for people or feeling
okay.
like you're responsible for them and helping. Two
okay.
completely different things. You are responsible for people, but you don't help them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Tell me how you see that. Tell me how you see the difference.
Based on what you're saying, I would say that I put myself in a place of being responsible for someone, but the help that I think that I'm giving isn't necessarily help that they need or that they're receiving.
I don't have a clapper, but I'm clapping.
Okay.
Yes. So you're responsible for people, but
okay.
that's not helping them. So here's the truth. Right
okay.
now, it's safe to say you need help.
Right.
And it's safe to say nobody's coming to help you.
That's how it feels.
And you feel abandoned.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you feel like all of the people that you have helped, and now you're in a situation and it seems like nobody don't want to help you.
I don't know if I feel like no one doesn't want to help me or no one is really capable of helping me. Is there a difference?
No.
I mean,
no,
does that make sense?
No, no, no.
Okay.
No, that doesn't make sense. Either I'm going to help you or I'm not. You can't say you're not capable of helping me. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well,
that means that holier than thou, I am so great, I know that whatever you got going on over there, you surely cannot help me.
Okay. Okay.
So this is why I'm telling you there's a big difference between being responsible for someone and helping them. And the truth of the matter is you don't help people, and that's why no one's helping you.
Okay.
I need you to get that.
Okay. Okay.
So you're thinking in your mind based on judgment, because someone is not at a particular level or that you have assisted them and been responsible for them, that they're not in the position to help you. And this is what I'm here to tell you, my sister. Don't ever do that. Because the person you least expected could be the one to give you words or make a connection for you that nobody else can do. But because you're passing judgment on who you feel is capable of helping you, you're not getting no help. You still with me? Still hear me? Can anybody hear me? Oh, you guys can hear me. She must have hit mute on her phone. I know that was that might have been a surge there. So I'm going to wait because she's still on the phone lines. Oh, you guys can hear her? Can y'all hear her? I don't hear her. You can hear me? Not her. She's not talking at all. Her call dropped. Hopefully she'll call back in because that was a good one there. I think we need to understand the difference between being responsible for somebody and feeling obligated in doing something and helping somebody, truly helping them. And, you know, sometimes we can get that a little twisted, especially when it comes to making judgments, thinking that a certain person can't help you. A child in a grocery store can help you, and not even through their words. By giving you a smile, a particular look. Somebody on the street can help you. Help can come from anywhere. Our heart is open to receive that. But if we pass judgment, it makes it difficult to reach out to people, whether we're not reaching out to them because maybe we feel that they're having their own problems and their own troubles. But that's what we're here for, to help each other. Assist each other. Yeah. So we're going to go to the next caller. I hope she calls back in. I really do. There's so many people on the line. I'm going to check and see if she's there. But I really hope she calls back in. We're going to go to the next caller. Wow. So many of y'all. Whoa. Oh, she did. Hold on. I found her. Caller number 211. There you are.
I'm here. Okay.
Yes.
You can see me.
I know that was a big surge coming through the phone there, but what was the last part you heard?
I heard basically that it was judgment on my part that to believe that that someone is incapable of helping me. And then when I got back to the call, you were stating like a child in a grocery store.
That's
help you. So I missed the in-between part.
Okay. So what I was saying is that because you're putting that judgment, that's why nobody's coming to help you, because you feel that certain people are incapable of helping you.
Okay.
And I guess I'm trying to figure out, like, how did you come to that conclusion?
I've always been the responsible one. Like, I've always been the one that took care of everything and everyone. And without realizing it, I guess I did not really look at myself as a judgmental person until what you just said. And when you're saying it, I can see kind of how and why. I was, if you will, quote unquote, the person that when everything kind of seems to go short, it was come to Tammy, and see if she can help. Like I became the first line of defense, if you will, for most people in my family.
Right.
So,
and you wanted it. You wanted it. It was a beautiful relationship.
Possibly, I guess
How could you say no? It was a beautiful relationship. You needed them to want you as much as they needed to want you, to want you to help them. Yeah, that was a fair exchange. But you're bitter about it. But you're bitter.
I never thought of myself as bitter about it.
Yeah, you are. You're bitter because now you're thinking, now I need somebody to help me, and y'all niggas ain't capable of fucking helping me.
I guess I never looked to them to provide that level of help. So at least consciously, I never looked to them to be able to provide.
Okay. Right, because you didn't need to. You didn't need to, but now you need to.
Okay.
And you can't look. You are refusing to look there. That's like not an option for you.
Okay. Okay.
That's a judgment.
Yeah. Well, I see
you're
that
learning.
As you say it.
You're learning a lot of powerful lessons here, and this is about you being able to reach out for help. You got to get up off the high horse and realize, as our brother, and I think it's a sister in the group, it may not be, says, I know you think your shit don't stink, but it does. You're no better and you're no worse than anybody else.
Okay.
And you did not come back to save them. You're not their savior. As bad as you want to be, you're not.
Okay. Okay.
You're not their savior. See, because they're all fine. You can't help them. They still living. Ain't they still living? They still doing what they got to do, right? They still paying their bills, right? They still going on with where they are. That's how you know you wasn't helping them. You're not helping them.
Kinda, yeah.
You're not helping them. Nobody comes back to sustain life for another human being to the extent that you were doing it. You called in and wanted to know what was blocking you. You were blocking their blessings. Now there's nothing blocking you because you can't block them no more.
Okay.
Let them learn their lesson. Because you are surely getting your damn lessons right now.
Okay.
So you have to open yourself up and reach out for help. Let go of judgment and do what you got to do. Put on some music, dance. You know, what can I say, Tammy? When was the last time, Tammy, you wore a pair of jeans?
I just had a baby. So I haven't been in a comfortable pair of jeans for some time. But I hope to be very soon.
You need to. When was the last time you put on some sweats?
Oh, today?
No, I'm talking about some real sweats. I'm not talking about no yoga pants. I'm talking about some heels.
No, today. I had on some sweatpants today. And a t-shirt.
And how did it feel?
Comfortable. Very comfortable.
You got to open yourself up and reach out for help. And don't exclude people based on what you used to do for them.
Right.
You can't do that. No more.
Okay.
Because the person who's able to help you the most, you might be excluding them.
Okay.
And things will get better. Where you are.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You definitely gave me a lot of food for thought.
I'm quite sure, just like Florida. She'll be saying, I talked to Miss Blue. She's interesting.
No,
it's interesting.
I really, really... I don't, the way that you described me, I would have never described myself.
I'm quite
and
sure.
I at least in my mind, thought that I was a very introspective person. So I definitely don't
I didn't say you wasn't introspective. Not at all. I didn't say you were not introspective at all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I'm not saying that
to say that that is your, that's not what you were saying, but I feel like that was not at all what I had seen. I mean, I definitely, like, I can understand the bridge between it, I need to be needed, so therefore I do what I think is being helpful, even though it is not necessarily perceived as such. So that definitely gives me
even. But listen to this, because you're burning fuel by doing all of this thinking. But I want to give you this.
Okay.
Even though what you were doing, they may see it as you was truly helping them. But I want you to understand that because I feel responsible or obligated to do something, that's not help. Helping and assisting is something that comes from the heart. Responsibility and obligation is not necessarily tied to it, to the point that you become resentful. When you start to feel resentful, you have stepped outside of the boundaries of helping.
Okay.
That's not help anymore. You are doing
right.
that strictly out of obligation.
Right.
That's it. There ain't no love lost there. This is obligation.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate your words of wisdom.
Well, take them in your heart. You congratulations on your baby, your new baby, a new addition, a new soul that you can truly help and assist, and that can truly help and assist you without any kind of obligation. There's no obligation. You don't feel obligated to help your baby. You would never use that word. You would never use that word with your children.
No.
Not at all.
Very true. Very
true. That's it. Yeah. And just remember, all your thoughts you're thinking is going right into your baby. So think happy thoughts.
Yes, indeed.
Happy thoughts.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, thanks again.
All right. Well, let me know how it goes. I would love to see how you're doing like 3 or 4 months from now. But peace and love to you. Just hang in there. And know that there's so many beautiful lessons that are coming your way and a sense of freedom to you, because now you can start helping yourself. For real.
Sounds good. Okay. Thank you again.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay.
Peace and love.
Peace and love to you too. Thanks.
Thanks. Oh, when the new callers call in. I love it. I just hope I didn't scare them away. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 207. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Yes, hello. Greetings, who's on the line? Yes?
Miss Blue.
Yes?
Oh, wow. It's me. It's me, your friend up on the East Coast, Kellon.
Hey, Kellon.
I was just thinking I must be the luckiest guy. Luckiest guy tonight, one of the luckiest person tonight.
Why is that?
How are you? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm still listening, Kellon.
Oh, sorry. So I was listening to
some of your how are you doing, by the way? How is everybody doing tonight?
Everybody is great. Are you in the chat room by chance?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
They crazy. You know, they doing they normal.
Okay. Jeez, it was weird. I'm listening on my phone. I'm at work.
Okay.
And the funny thing is, I was about to go to sleep, and I was listening at first, and then I hung up, and something told me to call back. I was listening to some of the callers before and what
yes.
they were saying, and I kind of felt like, I was curious. I was thinking maybe I should call and kind of overcome some of my fears by calling and addressing something. So
okay.
I called back, and something while I was listening to that previous caller, I heard you said 20, and I'm like, it's going to be me? And it was 207. It was 202, I think you said, and I'm like, okay.
Yes.
I'm close by. So I hung on, and here I am. So I know it works. It's mystical. I don't know how it
yes.
works. But so, yeah. It's some good confirmation of some suspicions as well.
Good.
The mystical.
Mm.
Yeah. So, I know I'm sounding very cheerful and happy and all of that, but deep down, I could be happy in many ways because I'm blessed with a good job. I'm blessed, like I said before, with my family back together,
yes.
my wife and my daughter, and so.
Yes.
But, you know, through it all, I still sometimes do feel unhappy inside, disappointed inside. Now I'm feeling sometimes that I'm disconnected from a lot of people, friends who I was really close to, sort of disconnected in a way from some family member. And I know it has to do with certain things within myself, but I'm trying to figure it out, and I'm not quite sure why I'm feeling disconnected from everyone in a way. And so I heard you were talking to a caller. I didn't quite hear the beginning of what he was saying, like what he asked or so, but some of the things that you were talking about, it made me think about some part in my life, because I have four children.
Yes.
I have three girls from a first relationship, two of the twins, and I just, with my wife, have my last daughter. So the previous relationship didn't work out. I had a young relationship. I was 19, and so I went through a lot of things early in my life. And sort of disconnected from my children before.
So wait a minute. Let me kind of help you move this along a little bit. So you're still feeling the disconnect, and you want to know how you can sort of close the void.
Yeah.
sometimes disappointed to how things turn out. Like,
okay,
I'm with
but them. Guess what? But guess what? This is what I want you to say, because you're getting disappointed because you're getting stuck in the past. You're getting stuck in the past. You can't change it. What are you going to do? You got your family back together. What are you going to do? You want to go to your wife and say, hey, look, I can't be with you. I got to go back to this first baby mama, and I got to go back to her, and we need to be together because things just went wrong.
No. Actually, right now I want, like, all my kids to be together. Like,
okay. Okay. Well,
girl.
That's a beautiful vision, and it may or may not come true. You know why? Because they have free will, and I know you believe you are a wonderful father, and I concur. I believe you are, but they may not want to come and be with you. They may not want to do that. That should not make you sad because they have made a choice in what they decided to do. I want to tell you this in the best way, and I know you're open to hear this. This is what happens when people get together and they have children and they leave. So now it's not going to make everything right by you having all of your children live with you. That's not going to change what happened. You do realize that.
No.
Your role now is to be the best father you can be in the given situation, period.
Right.
Don't screw up these children's lives anymore by jerking them from here to there because you feel guilty. It's not fair to them. It's not fair to your wife you're with now. It's not fair. Be a part of their life. Let them come visit you. Let them come see you if they want to. But jerking them around so you don't feel guilty, I'm not in agreement with that at all. 0%, Ms. Blue, don't back that. You know how I feel about the babies. You're carrying regrets. You're carrying it. Let the regrets go so that you can embrace where you are now with love. For real. Shit happens.
Yeah, shit happens.
That's right. And it's not fair to these children because you want to keep jerking them around because you feel guilty about some shit you and they mama did. That's not fair to them. You wanted a family so everybody can be together? You should have stayed with her. Period. You didn't want it that bad. You ain't still with her. Because somebody who wanted it, just like you worked hard to get your family back together, you would have worked hard in that situation. It would have been worth it to you. And I'm not saying that's where you needed to stay. I'm just saying it's not fair that just because you're carrying regrets that you want to drag everybody else into this shit.
Well,
that's not fair.
And I don't know if I'll call it all regrets.
It's certainly not love.
Well, no, when you say it's not love, what do you mean?
I mean, it's certainly not all love, because if it was all love and happy, you wouldn't be saying why you get sad about this.
Well, I want my girls to live with me because I think that being their father, they should, you know, I love them very much. And, you know, I want to enjoy my life with my girls.
Guess what, Kellan? I love you so much, but you should have thought about that before you decided to leave.
Well, I didn't really leave.
There's a lot that happened.
I understand, but listen to what I'm telling you, because we're going to keep it real raw tonight, and we're going to keep it 100. You shouldn't have left. You should not have left. You should have made your whole plight in your life to fight for your daughters. That's what you should have did. What I'm telling you now is you can still be their father. That will never change. And, still should do that. You still should give that love, and they still should be able to receive it from you. But dragging them in your life because you feel guilty is not fair to them.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't got nothing to do with their mama. You understand? Listen to me real good. Because you dragging them, thinking, I'm their father, I need to be in their life, I agree with you 100%, but that does not mean that they have to physically be living with you in order for you to be a father with them. Bullshit. You can be a father anywhere on this planet to your children.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I get you. And I am very much in touch and in tune with them.
That's right. So what's the problem? What's the problem? You want to bring them there so you can clear your slate?
No, I look at life as, you know, children need to be with, you know, their parents who love them.
And their mother don't love them. Their mother doesn't love them.
Right now they live with their grandmother because the mom, she's not in a, they determined that she's not in a position to take good care of them. And so they
What about their grandmother? Their grandmother don't love them?
Yeah, she does. She does a good job. We have a good relationship, communication with I do with her. I just feel she's a grandmother, and I still feel as a father, I should be the one second now, and it's just worked out in a way that I had some situations because they in Canada, and I had some legal situations why I wasn't there to be there, so.
And you could have fixed that. You could have fixed that. This is what I'm telling you. You could have fixed that. You could have fixed that.
Right. Well, still working on that.
Yes, you're still working on it. So like I said, it's not fair that you rip these girls away from the only mother who has been there for them in their life. So you can feel good about it.
Deep breath. Okay.
I want you to really, really get this. There will come a time that your daughters can come to you, but you need to look at the real reason.
And, you know, I'm not trying to fight it down right now. I realize that everything happens in its time, and I see them living with the grandmother now as, you know, as an opportunity where, you know, I needed to get some things together.
Right, and so stop right there. You needed to get some things together. Now that you got it together, you want to go snatch and disrupt their lives so you can bring them with you? That's not fair.
You don't think that's...
No, I don't think it's fair. Because in between there, you got another family and another baby. You could have gotten them if you wanted to. So,
The thing is that they lived with us, me and my wife, before, and
you know, the mom had come and she kind of snatched them away. She took them up there because she knew that, you know, I had some situation. And she took them up there. And that's how they end up up there. And, you know, life kind of was not all that good when she did that up there. And she ended up kind of losing them.
But listen to what I'm saying, you guys, and maybe I want you to understand that spiritually I can tell these girls have been, like I said in the beginning, snatched back and forth. You can't keep doing that to them. You understand? This is not about what you want. You have to think about the children. And I know that that is your love and what you want. And even right now, if you could have them today, you and I both know you are not in the position to really take them right now.
No, not right now, no.
Exactly. So this is what I'm saying. Why are you wasting time being sad about something that you don't even want right now? You know that they're in a very good place. They love them. They love you. You understand?
No,
they
I know they
you.
Do. I just sometimes I talk when I'm talking to them and just seeing how they grow. I'm just, you know, feels that not being right there and,
well,
you know, touching them.
But listen, you will have that chance. You keep working. You keep embracing where they are. And keep sending that love and that positive energy out there so you can get stable enough that you can take them and stop playing this back and forth with them. And it's not fair to you, okay? So I love you, and I'm so happy to hear from you. And I want you to just embrace where you are. And when the right time comes, not because some sky opens up and something happens, because you have done it the right way, then you will be able to get them and not worry about shipping these kids back and forth like they are some two-day-old product that you ordered on an assembly line. Let them get stable. Let yourself get stable. And then do what you need to do. But don't make them your feel-good. Children aren't just for feel-goods. They're for truly love, and I know you have that to give.
Right.
All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just one more thing.
Are you serious? No, what is the one more thing?
Well, I was going to say, ask what's the reason why, you know, all these girls, you know, came. I was curious why, because, you know, I understood that we choose our
families. That's right.
Families.
So
like,
you want to know why they chose you as their
curious
daddy?
Why they chose me? Yeah, I don't know if you had any information that helped me.
Of course I do. Of course I do. But this is what I want you to do. You told me you was going to go get some sleep.
Okay.
Didn't you tell me that? Didn't you say that?
I did.
You to sleep. I want you to just sleep on what I just told you. Digest that first, because we talked about a lot. Digest that. And then we'll talk about the other questions the next time you call in.
All right, respect for that.
Peace and love.
Thank you very much. Peace and love. Have a good night. Thank you.
All right, you too. Hold the line. Oh, he should have been at the love seminar. Y'all know it's true. Let's go to the next caller on the line calling in from area code 704. You're live in the remix, please.
What's up with you?
704?
What's up, Wendy?
Okay. They playing.
they playing. What's up, Wendy? No, no, we not doing that. I'm. Wow, he was at work. Not this brother. The brother that just called in. That's some serious love. He was at work. He called from Lurk. Kellogg. Let's try 704 again. Greetings, 704.
Yo, what's up? Hold on. Sorry, man. You know that movie Radio with Cuba Gooding Jr.? That should go hard as fuck, but it's kind of like I'm having on a little radio moment right now.
Who's on the line, please?
Oh, this is, well, I guess this is kind of like broadcasting now. I guess you can, I'm making up my.
That's way too much going on. Way too much going on. Let's go to the next caller calling in. It looks like an international number or a Skype number calling in. Greetings. Who's on the line, please? He should have been in the workshop, the person that just called in. Greetings. 447.
Yo.
Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hello.
Hello, who's on the line, please? The brothers tonight is doing the most, for real. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from, I don't even know, I'm jumping all over the place, calling in from area code 954. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is, my name is Patrick, and I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Okay, greetings, Patrick, from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
You remember me, Miss Blue?
Help me remember you, Patrick. Help me.
I was the gentleman that was having the computer problems.
I think I remember, are you the one that got gifted a computer, that one of the remix listeners, Dr. Banks, gifted you a computer?
No. I had ordered a cam deck from you guys, and I was trying to get the little link that you guys had.
Oh,
and I kept...
yes, I do know who you are. Yes, I do. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I had a couple of questions in mind. I don't know if it's kind of like, you know, off the way, out of the subject. But what I wanted to ask you about is, you had a book that you spoke about once before by Ogman Dino, The Greatest Salesman.
Yes, I have that book right here by me.
Okay, you gave out some keys and chapters that you said, when you get this book, read these chapters first. I was really trying to find, you know, those chapters, and I mean the chapters that you spoke about, but I couldn't find it in that particular archives and, you know, in iTunes. I couldn't find it. And
the show that we did for it and the chapters. Yeah. You know what? That's an excellent question, Patrick. This is what I want. I want to see. Look at the smarty pants in the remix. I want to see what remix listeners. It was a show that myself and Brother Bilal did. And the book we gave out was Og Mandino's The Greatest Salesman in the World. Who remembers what chapters that we gave out to read, and what was the name of the show that you guys giving out all kind of chapters? Hold on, Patrick. We're going to get it right. And what was the name of the show? Okay. Let's see. The chapters, you guys are right on this. The chapters are, and I think Kali Mar said it first, chapters 9 and chapters 11. Chapters 9 and chapters
11. Yeah, those are the two chapters to read. And then what was the name of the show? I want to know who can tell the show that myself and Brother Bilal did where we talked about this book, The Greatest Salesman in the World. Who remembers that? It was kind of around winter time when we did this, November, October.
Yeah. And and you were saying something about Maurice from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's right. This is, yes, this book is related to that and to that particular song. It was September. We played the song of Do You Remember?
Yeah.
When
yeah,
it was
yeah.
September. Can't sing. I can't sing. I really can't. That's Baby Blue's whole little area. But yes, we're going to see, I'm going to see, Patrick, if anybody can remember what show that was, but the chapters to read, and oh, this does my heart so well. I pulled this book out actually this evening for me to go back through and read it again. I really just love this book. Chapters 9 and chapters 11 are the two chapters to read. It really just speaks to my soul. It really does. And a good refresher for us here. Well, I am glad that you have your computer up and running and you were able to get on the line tonight and mm-hmm. call in. So, and I don't even remember the name of the show, Patrick, it was, but I'm going to find it. Shoot me an email. I'm going to find that show, and then I'm going to send you the link to the title of the show that we did. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I got one more question in mind.
Okay.
I'm trying to find out where do I start. It's been a long time. It's been a very long time since I've gotten back on this path. And it's just so hard for me to kind of, like, connect back. I'm talking about meditation-wise. I'm trying to really just actually, you know, find my medium, you know, on how to get
okay.
back to where, you know, once where I was, you know, the meditation process. Is
right.
I guess it's kind of like a barrier, something that's coming kind of like between it, or maybe I'm doing it
okay.
or not, because there's strange things that happen to me, you know, sometimes, and I'm just like,
Patrick,
wow.
I want to tell you this really, really quick, that I have the name of the show. It was Signs and Predictions, December
okay.
2012. Signs and Predictions, December 2012. Was it 2012 or 2013? 2013, I'm sorry. Signs and Predictions, 2013. That's the name of the show. Yeah,
right.
So you
okay.
have that. I just wanted to let you know that I just kind of channeled that. We did that in December. It was myself and Brother Bilal. So in December. 2013
okay.
Signs and Predictions. That's what you want to check out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. I got it. All right. So tell me, you said weird things have been happening to you. Go ahead. We're listening. We've got about 1 minute, so before we go in the after hours. So, yes. So.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find out kind of like, you know, where do I start, you know, kind of like to get back, you know, into that
mm-hmm.
meditation process and, you know, and channeling that with the Kim deck. And,
yes.
you know, just to kind of like get back on that path. I got books and everything. I'm just trying to kind of like, you know, find that, you know, secret place, rather.
Okay, beautiful. Hold that right there because I just want to kind of close out with those who will not be going into the after hours. You guys have 1 minute to get on the phone lines. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines because we're about to go in the after hours. For the rest of you, if you like the show, like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. Love it over on Facebook. Love it on iTunes. Love it all over. Leave a comment. And remember, if you guys are interested, like I said, we may put that out into the world, the Love Seminar, because it was just so powerful, as you can hear from the brothers and sisters who spoke here tonight. So shoot us an email, questionforblue@gmail.com. So if you're interested, I know a lot of you have sent emails and said you were interested and you wanted to be a part. And y'all are saying, please, please, please. Well, shoot us an email and we'll see. We'll see. We're putting out the feelers there. For the rest of you, much love, one spirit, download, download, download. We're about to go into the after hours and, get it kicked off. Get it kicked off. Chat and chill here live in the remix on Sunday night, February the 23rd, 2014. All right, so we're in the after hours, Patrick. Okay, well, here's a couple of things. One of the things I want to say to you when it comes to meditation, this is something that consciously and unconsciously we do a lot of times. I would recommend that you definitely listen to the remix because just like you were inspired to get the Kim deck, to listen to the show that myself and Brother Bilal did with the greatest salesman in the world, when you get ready to read those chapters, just kind of sit with that and be in the pause. Meditation comes in a lot of forms. Do not lock yourself into that traditional thinking of meditation of just clearing the mind. Because sometimes we need to meditate and we need to get information. Other times we need to meditate and we need to clear our minds. And sometimes we need to meditate while we're doing something, maybe cleaning up. Some of the best meditations come while we're driving, maybe walking, or taking a bath or taking a shower. So you're always in that state that's slightly altered, where you're inside of your subconscious and tapping into that frequency right before we go to bed. Typically, many of us are in a meditative state. So sometimes we get so locked into thinking that we got to be somewhere with our legs crossed, eating lettuce and shaved our head and oming. And that's the only way that we can achieve a meditative state. And that's simply not true. Even though all of those practices and different forms of meditation are very, very powerful, here's one that you can begin to start with. And anybody out there that's having sort of some difficulties getting into meditation and just want to know how to start, one of the best things to do is just get yourself in a comfortable position. You can do this while you're sitting down, while you're standing up. Focus on your breathing, really taking in life force energy and letting it out. That giving and receiving is one of the best things that we can do for our mind, body, spirit, mind, and heart. And just focus on, I'm breathing in, I'm breathing out. And bringing that awareness and being present in the now. So even though I recognize meditation as a powerful practice, and we need to do that, we need to incorporate these practices there, but one of the things that we can do is also do this simple exercise of breathing in and breathing out and just getting in that state of being relaxed, because what that's going to do for you afterwards is you're going to get the greatest gem out of that afterwards, and that is you're going to be fully present to experience the moment of now. And ultimately, that's what we want to do. That's the achievement of the meditation. And that breathing in and breathing out, Patrick, what it does is it actually shuts off the third eye. It's one of the easiest exercises to hit the reset button on our third eye. Why is this important? Because every second we are being bombarded with over 800 million particles of psychic information coming towards us, whether we're conscious of it or not. Some of it we pick up on, and some of it we do not. But this is like a computer. You know how when you're using your computer, and they tell you to clear your cookies, clear your cache. You have to do that. Sometimes you have to shut your computer off. This is the same thing with our brains, with our minds, with our third eye, with our psychic information. We have to do that too. We have to shut it off sometimes. We always are in a constant state of trying to project things. We are constantly being projecting things. We're taking things in, but we're actually projecting things. And this is a way for us to sit in that stillness, to sit in the pause. I want to go to Mandingo's book. Do you have it there with you, Patrick?
Yeah, of course.
That's what I'm talking about. He said, of course. And if we go to chapter 9, for those of you who didn't hear this, you have to go back and hear this show. But I want to go to chapter 9 really, really quick, and I want to show you something here if I can kind of get myself there. In chapter 9, there is a statement here that really just opens you up. And so when we're giving out these things that really have been divinely given to us through spirit, like this book with Brother Bilal and myself on the show that we did, Signs and Predictions, it really is for that reason. And so when you open it up on chapter 9, the first line, I want to read this to you. I greet this day with love in my heart. I greet this day with love in my heart. Like, how powerful is that to say, I greet this day with love in my heart? The heart, that is the place where the physical and the spiritual world both meet. This is why all of the mystics and everyone talks about how you get into these higher places of consciousness, really begin to get into some of the mystery systems, begin to understand these things on a cosmic level, is that you have to come in through the heart and not through the mind. So taking the time to breathe, to bring life into us, to expel things out of our energy center, really putting us into the place where we can greet the day with love in our heart and open ourselves up so that we can not only give but also receive. That's the best meditation practice that any of us can incorporate. It's very simple to do. And then we can get into some of the more complex things of meditation, because they're important too, and really learning how to bring the breath in and take the breath out. But it's so many ways that we can do it. So things like Qigong and Tai Chi, you know, all of the things that Brother Wayne Chandler does, Kemetic Yoga like our brother Yasir does, or, you know, really understanding these breathing techniques that I'm telling you here and taking them out. When we're doing the vision quest on a lot of the shows, I do vision quest, and I take you in, and we use music, and we use sound, and we use colors, and we use everything that's available in the universe to really just help to open us up so that we can receive all of these signs and symbols as we greet each day with love in our heart. So there you go. That's a great way to do it. When you're in the shower next time, I want you to just imagine when you're in the shower, just imagine and feel the water as it's coming all over your body, or if you're in the bathtub, just being present in the moment is a powerful meditation as well, being able to recognize your surroundings and doing it from a multi-sensory level and not just from sight, sound, smell, and hearing, but really doing it from a multi-sensory level. Yeah. You're on the right track. Beautiful. Thank you. That was a great reflection right there.
Okay. And I got one more question. My question is very short and simple. How can I get involved with the self-invested class?
Yes, self-invested. Let me ring the bell for you, Patrick. Self-invested. All you have to do, send me an email. I don't even want to tell y'all the story of Patrick, because for a long time, me and Patrick was battling through emails. until I actually got a chance to really understand what he was trying to tell me. I was like, okay, what is this brother talking about? Oh, my goodness. What is he talking about? I sent it to him. What does he want? No. But we got it. We got it all worked out, and I'm excited that you finally got the audiobook. You got all of that, and it's good to go. Self-invested, just send me an email and say that all you're right. interested in becoming self-invested.
Okay.
Self-invested. Yes. So I'll tell. Can I tell them a little bit of the story, Patrick, about what happened so they can understand?
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. So what happened was Patrick, the way his computer was, and he had his phone, he could not listen to the audiobook through the PDF. Like, you click the link once you get the Kim Deck and you get to hear it. He couldn't do that. So he was telling me, listen, Miss Blue, you need to find another way because I can't hear this. And I was saying, listen, Patrick, click the link. And he was saying, listen, Miss Blue, I done clicked the link. I said, listen, it's working, Patrick. He said, listen, Miss Blue, it ain't working. Find another way. So eventually, he said, listen, I'm a peaceful brother. Normally, you done brought me out of my peacefulness because you're not understanding what I'm trying to tell you. I just want to hear the audio book. It's not working for me. Right now, all I have is my phone, and my phone won't let me do it. This is what you can do, Ms. Blue. You can do this, and you can do this. I said, check it out, Patrick. I'm not a computer science major. I don't know how to do all of this stuff you trying to tell me how to do. I don't know how to do that. He said, it's real simple, Miss Blue. I said, no, it's not, Patrick. Now, we going back and forth in email. No, it's not. He said, Miss Blue, all you got to do is zip it and put it in. No, Patrick. No, I don't, because I don't know how to do that, and I'm not doing it.
Well, y'all heard it live on the remix, right?
Yeah, we live in the remix. We went back and forth. He said, Miss Blue, I am a peaceful brother. I do not harm nobody. But I knew he wanted to harm me. Him there. He said, all I want to do is hear the audio book. He said, I'm going to give you a couple of months to work it out, and then I'm going to email you back. And he did. He was persistent. A couple of months later, here come Patrick again. Okay, Miss Blue, you remember me? Did you figure it out yet? I said, you know what? So we got it worked out. And Patrick was finally able to listen to the audio that goes along with the Kim Deck. And now he got his computer fixed. So I don't know what's going to happen, y'all, because this is a musical genius over here. So I don't know what's going on over there with Patrick. What are you doing?
Yeah, I got a lot of things coming for y'all, for the Remix family. So y'all just stay in tune. Oh, you can actually really go on my website. If you're interested, it's Familia Entertainment, like La Familia means family in Spanish, but just drop the La, and it's familiaentertainment.com. That's F-A-M-I as in ice cream, L as in Larry, I as in ice cream, A as in apple, entertainment.com.
There y'all go. They got it, familiaentertainment.com.
Well,
all right.
I really appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. Likewise. Peace and love to you, and good to hear from you.
All right.
Peace and love. The brothers is doing the most tonight. They are. They showing up, you guys. We're going to try this international caller again. Peace and greetings to you, or Skype call. Peace and greetings. You're going to want to know what they're over there doing. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 662 in the remix. Please tell us if you are.
This is Nefertaria.
Greetings, Nefertaria.
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh gosh. Oh my goodness. Only in the remix, I tell you. Oh my goodness. Greetings, Nefertaria. What's good for you?
Yes.
What's good?
Mm-hmm. I was trying to see what was I doing in my past life.
Now let me ask you a question. You just woke up and came up with, you woke up like this and just wanted to know this question. I mean, where did that come from?
I said, oh man, I gotta talk to Miss Blue again. You know, Friday night she was like, you know, out there woo woo. I said, oh Lord, she's gonna make me scared. I said, I hope you're not even thinking about my grandparents. I hope ain't nobody around. Because I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
You know why?
I do want to know, you know.
Just doing the most. Just doing the most. Now, she want to know what she was doing in her past life.
Yeah, because I want them to take off with the fashion thing. I was just wondering, like, what was I doing in
well,
the past?
You know, and here's the thing, though. That's a really good question you asked, and I remember when you called in the other night. But this is what I wanna tell you. You know, most of us, I'm not going to say every single one of us, but most mm-hmm. of us have had many past lives. Yeah, mm-hmm. Esther, you're right. Which past lives? So we've had so many particular past lives that even when I do my sessions, the number one thing I tell people is I don't go in for past lives. And they like, but I thought that's what we were doing. We are. We can take a look at what's impacting you the most,
mm-hmm.
which life, but we're not going to go in for past lives because we'll be here all day for most people. You understand? And I've done about 30,000 readings. Most of us have been here more times than we care to know. Really.
Okay.
For real. Seriously. So, but I want to. Hey, are you in the chat room?
Ms. Blue?
Yes?
Oh, no, I'm not in the chat room.
Oh, well, they just cutting up tonight. They showing out tonight. They showing out. They showing out. But one of the things I want to say to you is that a lot of times different things happen, and that sort of triggers us to do certain things. Now, I will tell you this. Interesting you asked that question, because in one of your past lives, you were a peasant.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular past life, you were a man and you were a peasant. And
okay.
you used to peddle on the street for merchandise. And, you know, the misconception is this. Let me tell you this, Nefertari. The misconception is this. Most of us want to know about our past lives because we want to hear something like maybe we was in Egypt and maybe we were a king or a queen. Or
yes.
Maybe we was in, you know, Germany and we was ruling, or maybe we was in Italy and we was some, you know, we was some royalty. But the truth of the matter is, we were just everyday people like we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. That really is the truth. That's what we were. But that's also our greatness. It's not anything wrong with that. You know, this is why I, even after the first time I started doing past lives, like, I used to give people their names, tell them who the hell they was, and folks was going insane in the membrane. I'm like, oh, hell no. I can't tell y'all all. Y'all was so, they was going insane. Oh, I said, no, no, no. That's not the purpose of the past life, because we came back to really do something different, to pick up, because the soul sees everything as a continuous story, not as separate stories. So this one particular past life that's coming up, and I actually seen this when we talked the other day, of a peasant that you were there. And that's what you would do. You would gather money and gather clothes, and you would take it to children who were in, like, a foster home. You would gather money and do things for the children and give them clothes and give them things. And you would leave. You would leave. They would try to say, the people running the foster home would try to say to you, wait, come. We want to feed you. We want to give. And you required nothing, absolutely nothing. So this is your balance in this life, because in this life you require everything. You see how that shit works? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Past life, you didn't want nothing. In that life, in this life, you want every damn thing. So it's about understanding where that balance is. And in the past life, you didn't get recognized for what you did, and you required no recognition. In this past life, you want to be seen. You want to be recognized. You want people to give you your accolades. You want to wear the crown, as they say. Literally.
Yeah, it is true.
You know? So this is really where the balance is. So your work here is to not allow part of your challenge to overshine what's really in your heart. Because even though there's a part of you that really wants to be seen, and you love fashion and you love clothes, you really have a kind and a gentler side to you that truly wants to help and assist people.
Right.
So that's the balance. So I say, this is what I say. Put on a huge show, and you be the commentary, and have people bring all of their clothes, you know, good clothes that they have or whatever, and find, maybe if it's prom time, you can get prom dresses for girls. You can show them how to style their clothes, how to walk, how to handle themselves, and get people together to donate beautiful dresses and suits for young boys to help them when they go to prom.
Okay. I would definitely do that, because it's funny, because I've been holding on to two of my prom dresses from high school. I would not give them up. I was like, Mom, I'm going to save them for my daughter or something. But I don't know. This year, I think I'm just going to give them away. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, that may be nice, or at least maybe one of them, and you can show people how that truly came from your heart, because it's really going to mean something to help one of these young girls who may be dealing with issues of low self-esteem, some of the things that you dealt with, being shy and not really wanting to show who they are and really stand up for themselves and be able to communicate their thoughts and speak their minds and just enjoy life.
Okay. I'm gonna definitely do that, and I have another question about my grandparents.
Okay, but let me finish this first, and then you can tell them all of your high school stories, because they'll get a real treat out of that shit. Yeah, I ain't gonna tell it. I ain't gonna tell it, y'all, because Mama might be listening. Because Mama listens. I ain't gonna tell it. But go ahead. What's the other thing?
Yeah, I do have a story. And I just want to know about my grandparents, about my grandma and my grandfather. I think my grandfather died like the year before I was born.
And I actually did, I knew my grandmother. She died when I was about fifth grade. And I just wanted to know if they were still around and if they had a message for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, your grandparents are still around. I feel like your grandfather's, your grandmother's death passing, I guess I could say, making her transition, was sort of expected. You know what I mean? Like she kind of had gotten to the point where she knew she was going to kind of make her transition. I feel like your grandfather passed rather quickly, though.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, he passed rather quickly. Something to do with his throat and chest area. What happened to him?
Mom, what happened to Granddad? He had a bad heart.
Okay, okay. So that explains it. Yeah, they're both around. They're taking hold and listening, and they're definitely around. One of the things that your grandfather, interesting enough, says that you have a lot of his qualities.
Okay.
Yeah. And your grandmother is there. She's a very sweet woman who is there. Your grandfather was kind of one of those men that talked, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, that's what my mom said. He was not.
Yeah.
Didn't talk much.
Yeah, he wasn't a big talker, but he definitely was a secret holder. He held secrets good. Yeah, he held some good secrets then. He really did. But they both are around you and your mother constantly. One of the things that who loved the flowers? Was it your grandmother who loved the flowers? Who
my
loved
grandmother,
the flowers?
She have a rose bush of hers. It's still in
Okay, so that makes sense because she's telling me about her flowers and take care of her flowers, and she loves her flowers, and they are definitely around the flowers that are there. That is definitely there. And your grandfather on cars. Did your grandfather do something with cars?
Oh, my goodness, no. That's my Uncle Danny. He worked on cars.
That's his son? Is that the son?
That's his son,
Okay, okay.
And he passed away on last year.
Okay, because he's saying something about the cars and working on cars and doing that.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's see what other message that they have to say. Who has some sort of celebration coming up soon? Because your grandmother's telling me about who has a celebration or something getting ready to happen? Somebody has a birthday or something coming up next month or some family?
Her daughter, Maddie, her birthday was this past Friday.
Okay, well, maybe that's it. I don't want to make things that they're not, but she's telling me about that. Definitely they love their children, love the family. Who was your grandmother and grandfather? Was that his only wife?
Yes, to my knowledge, yes.
Was that your grandmother's only husband?
Yes. Grandma was married, but one time was she was just married once, yes.
Okay. All right. Moving right along.
I have just one more question if we can fit it in. She had a white Bible that her brother gave her, and we can't find that Bible for anything. It was a white Bible.
Let me see who has it. The Bible... Okay, so when your grandmother passed, she had a sister still living, correct?
Yes.
That's who has it, or had it, because I feel like she passed away, too.
She has, yes.
Okay, well, that's who had it?
She had two sisters that was living, Addie B. and her, she had another sister that was in the nursing home.
Well, one of the sisters had the Bible, but I feel like the sister who had the Bible passed away and someone else has it. But your grandmother said, don't worry about it because it's in good hands. Whoever has the Bible is receiving what they needed to receive out of the from the Bible. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me ask you this because your grandfather's who's the Mason in the family? Who was a Mason?
A Mason? There's only one that I know, and that's my cousin Anthony.
Okay, he's still alive, correct?
Right.
Okay. Did he just have a child or somebody have a baby or who? Because they're doing a whole lot of talking now. Y'all must ain't try to communicate with them at all.
Because
I'm like, okay, hold on. Okay, so the cousin who's a Mason, who just had a baby? Somebody had a baby in the family. Who had a baby?
Who just had a baby other than Sean? I have a cousin, an older girl cousin named Sean, and her stepfather is a Mason, but she's the one that just had the baby.
Okay, well, whoever the Mason is tied to the baby. Okay,
okay.
So what your father and now, okay, hold on. Okay, so what they're telling me is that they were there to greet the baby when they had the baby, the whole family. They were talking to the baby. Matter of fact, they even named the baby or something with the baby's name is somebody in the family that they kind of put into the baby's name. I don't know what that's about. Y'all figure it out because they're doing a whole lot of talking over here.
Okay.
The other thing is, okay, so your grandmother said her message for you is, and I don't understand what she's saying, so I got to wait a minute for her.
Okay.
But they send a lot of love. They're always there. There is a lamp or a light fixture that keeps blowing out above. That's their way of letting you know they're around, they say.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Do y'all have a bulb that it just seemed like you just put a bulb in and it keeps blowing out? They say that's how you know they are there. They are learning a lot from you guys, and they're not upset. Because I guess your grandmother, they're very Christian, but they said, hey, they are learning so much, and they are open to a whole lot of things. Your grandfather spent a lot of time healing his body, and so did your grandmother. And wait a minute, her sister is saying her, too. Don't leave her out. Her, too. All of them are there. Okay, so who drives the silver car?
Who has a silver car
in the family? This would be somebody, not a car. Hold on, it's not a car.
A silver truck. Is it Leon?
I don't know who it is. But they're, what happens is when they're on the other side, they always send messages so they can let you know things. Your grandmother said that she is there with you and she knows you're young and you're having fun. The only time you make her cringe is when you get on a motorcycle. She said you'll know what that means.
Yeah.
And your daddy said, wait a minute, your mama got a boyfriend?
No.
I mean.
Not that I know of.
Okay, because he's saying something about you, your mama, and a boyfriend. I don't know what that is. Maybe he's saying you need to get a boyfriend because he's bringing up your mama and a boyfriend. You need to get a boyfriend. And what's going on with your back door? What's going on with the back door in the house? What's happening with the back door? Y'all have a back door? What's up with the back door?
Somebody broke in. Somebody came in the back door.
Okay. So, all right. So, this is I'm trying to make this out, y'all. Stay with me. Okay. So, they're telling me about the back door, and your daddy says make sure you change all the locks in the house.
Okay.
And also they were there. That's why they took a few things and ran their ass out. You know, so they kind of took care of that. And he said, don't worry, the house is safe where you guys are staying, but you need to change all the locks in the house. And then your grandmother said that you need to be careful about who you keep bringing over there.
Nobody.
I don't know if somebody's dropping you off, picking you up, but just, you know, I don't know what
okay.
that's about. You figure it out. I know you know. But that's the thing. But they're telling me about the back door and the situation that happened with the back door, and that you need to just make sure the back door is secure and make sure all the locks are changed. But
okay.
the house is safe and you guys are safe, and, you know, it they kind of ran them out when they came in.
Okay.
Yep. Anything else? I don't even know all the stuff they're saying, because they just talking. Y'all need to talk to them. Y'all need to set up an altar. Y'all need to talk to them. Y'all need to just say, hey, Grandma, hey, Grandpa. Y'all need to just talk to them. Put some pictures up. Y'all need to acknowledge their presence, because they truly are sending out love to the whole family, though, everybody. But is there, ask your mother, who, is there one of her sisters or brothers she's not speaking to? Who's not speaking to somebody? Because this is somebody not speaking to somebody. Who not speaking to somebody?
It's a sister that's not talking to a brother.
Okay, but
they're
what would your mom?
My mom is kind of the person that brings them together.
Okay, well, that makes sense, because they saying y'all need to just squash that shit and y'all need to talk. They need to talk.
Okay.
All y'all need to talk. So that's what they're saying about that, because there's somebody not speaking to somebody. What else did they? Oh, gosh, y'all need to talk to them. Please talk to y'all ancestors out there, because they got a lot to say, y'all. They got a lot to say. Let me see if there's anything else. Did y'all buy some pots or pans? Who bought some pots and pans?
Pots and pans. Have you bought any pots and pans lately? Not lately.
Okay, just hold that thought. I don't know what it means. Maybe you'll talk to somebody in the family, because they're really just trying to get it in right now. And maybe something they'll say, oh, I just brought some new pots or I brought some new pans. And it will remind you of this conversation we're having here. But all in all, great confirmation, everything from them, from the back door to, you know, all kinds of things that are going on, from their dispositions, how they are, but they are, from the lights going out, from in the lamp, that's them, their presence, everything going on. But, they are definitely around and always sharing love and always sending love and everything to you guys. And just telling your mom how proud they are of her. Your daddy keeps saying you need to go find you a man, and not in the church, he said, but find you a man.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
I know what that means for her.
Okay. Well, she... because something must have happened with one of the men up in the church. So your dad said, no,
yeah,
not in the
church. He
said, not the church. I'm just, hey, that's what daddy said. I'm just passing the message, not one in the church.
Okay.
So I don't know. Well, he said specifically not in that church. So I don't know about that church. Maybe it's another church. I don't know.
I definitely know what that means.
So she will know better than that. But yeah, so you know, your whole family, like, you need to start talking to them, because they got a lot of stuff to say. They do a lot of beautiful stuff. Just beautiful love. You know, your cousin who just had the baby, they were there to greet the baby, and they were saying something about the Mason in the family and then the baby. So that's the connection. They do those things. They mean absolutely nothing to me, Miss Blue, but to you guys, you know what they mean. And that's the beautiful thing, because they really are here and they show up to really just allow us to see that life continues on outside of this physical body, that we still exist. We are infinite beings. We, you know, we are spirits inside this human body. So there you go. Did that?
Thank you. Yes, it did. Let the whole family listen to it.
Well, they may be able to figure it out. I'm telling you, it's a lot of folks over there, and it's a lot of folks they trying to get message to over there, over here on this side.
Okay.
So just reach out. You can ask them to show up in dreams. You can ask them to show you signs, pay attention to everything, things in nature, butterflies, like your grandmother was talking about her flowers and all of this. You know, yeah, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. All right, peace
Thank
and
you.
Love. Hold the line. Oh, that was beautiful. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 501. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you calling from. Y'all better talk to y'all ancestors.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Peace. This is Afia from Arkansas. Hi, Ms.
Okay.
Blue.
Greetings. Hey.
Greetings. I meant to press one. I didn't know that I did, though.
Okay, well, hold on, because there's tons of folks. Let me go get them. You just hold the line. All right. Well, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, I don't even know. Let's see. Calling in from area code 623. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue. My name is Unique, and I'm calling from California.
Okay, greetings to you, Unique, from California.
All right. Great. This is one of the first or second shows that I've listened to yours. I've been on it's been a journey for me this past year. And a lot of things have been happening. I'm in Northern California, and I get probably a hummingbird a week that come over to me now. Little babies look at me in the store now. Like I said, I'm on a journey. So I'm just trying to figure out that I'm on. I want to know if I'm on a path because I don't want to sound vain, but I don't know how else to put this, but my brain feels like it's about to explode with the amount of information that I'm getting, and I can't get it under control.
Yeah, that's about right. You're in the right place. You're about right. You're in the right place.
Okay, my hands are sweaty. I sweat at night now. I've lost a bunch of weight lately, but that was because I wanted to. But I just, I don't even know how to put it. I almost feel to a point of I'm powerful, and it's like it's bottling up inside of me. And I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I want to do, but.
Okay, okay. What you want to do? Let's hear it. I want to hear what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. What I want to do is I want to, this sounds crazy, but I want to save the world. And to be specific, I want to save our people. I have extensive background.
Mm-hmm.
A very extensive background and dog on everything from aviation to medical to child care to everything to even to into the sexual lifestyle when I was younger. So I've been a nurse. I've been a police officer. Literally, these were my jobs.
Mm-hmm.
These were my career.
Right.
And I have never been able to settle. And like I said, I was RN, EMT. It's ridiculous. And I'm only 33.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds about right.
So what I was going to do is like I said, I lost a lot of weight lately, and I'm trying to get together our sisters because I feel like we're sick. And that's how I feel like we are. We are sick, and we are overweight, and we have a lot of health issues. And I've come up with a way and a system specifically for us to get better so that we can think clearer, so we can, you know, to a certain degree, get to a better point. But like I said, now that I've cleaned my body, now I've just...
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. It's...
Yeah, well, I think what you've done is beautiful. Let me be the first to go ahead and commend you, but I want to kind of put this out there for you. And welcome to the remix. Glad to have you. But one of the things I want to say, you said, you know, you really want to help people with their weight and, you know, for them to get a healthier lifestyle, and I agree with you. You know, mm-hmm. I think that is something that our people, we really, just as human beings, we need to be, we need to think about those things. That's very impactful to us. We need to do that. But here mm-hmm. you are, you done lost all that weight, and you about to lose your damn mind. I mean, I want to know, you know. I mean, let's just keep it balanced here. Let's keep it in harmony.
mm-hmm.
So two things I want to say to you. You said you want to save the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful vision because I want you to understand that you are saving the world. When you save you, you are saving the world.
I believe that.
Yes. That's how you save the world. Save you, because nobody's coming to save you. You got to save yourself. And mm-hmm. what you're having is what, you know, we can romanticize this a little bit here, but I think it's a great place to do it. You're having your kundalini explode for you. You know, your kundalini is exploding for you. But that's not even new to you, you know? And so now it's even about this energy. It's about what are you going to do with this energy? What are you going to do with it? You're trying to hold it inside of your body. You're trying to do other things. You say that you've done a lot of work and you've lost a lot of weight, but some of this has come through great pain.
Oh, my God.
You understand, through great pain.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
was not a, quote-unquote, healthy choice.
Mm-hmm.
You were kind of forced into this position. So I'm not against you going out here trying to save the world. As long as you realize who you're really trying to save is your own ass,
mm-hmm.
not the world.
No, I can't.
That's fair. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So two things. Are you on the right path? Of course you are. You are always on your path. How can you not be? We have that sort of kind of built into us. You are always on your path. What's happening now is it really causing you to get to a position that you can raise your consciousness even more. Not with more information, but now with doing the alchemy and understanding what the real reason is for why you have done the things that you have done in your life. See, when this comes upon us, when this kundalini energy starts to come upon us and we start to feel this take over our body and our energy and our mind, it's letting you know that you haven't done the complete alchemy yet.
Mm-hmm.
That this is not the time to jump outside and save everybody, but it's the time to recognize where you are so that you can then share some true wisdom with others. So this is a great time to maybe take a class, you know, research, do more into energy healing, you know, look into those things that really support what's happening to you so you can get
right.
To get greater application, there's so many different avenues that you can begin to take to really do this. The Brother Wayne Chandler, he does so many retreats. The Sister Queen
right.
Afua, who is one of my teachers, she teaches holistic practitioner classes that teaches you to get a greater understanding about these things that you have a love and a passion for, which is healing our people, and it's also about maintaining the body and your own body and your own health. So there's so many different directions that you can begin to explore. This is you truly walking into the mystery. So
right.
I would say to you, go ahead.
I have a question. Like I said before, I have a history. I did 7 years where I was in the emergency room in some kind of way, form, or matter. If I was in burns,
yes.
if I was in trauma, if I was, that's just
yes.
what part of my background is. When I was in those situations, when I tell you that, I guess it would be intuitiveness, was very strong with me. It was too strong at sometimes where I had to leave work because I was able to touch people in a manner that I was not prepared to touch people in. I was able to reach people. And like I said, even to this day, I go out and I put on headphones because I can't go to the grocery store without people coming up to me.
Yeah, and this is a sign. Right, because this is a sign that your ecosystem is out of balance. You understand? Because everybody here, and there's almost about 3 million listeners, this is the world we live in. You understand? And there is a way for you to bring this into balance. A couple of things I want you to do is I want you to take a couple of baths, maybe 3 or 4 nights in a row, so you can bring into that water element so you can balance that energy out with your emotions. Because right now your whole solar plexus chakra is wide open, and this is the seat of the emotions. I tend to believe that the whole world is empathic, that we all are, but there are some things that have triggered this to spiral for you. You understand? And these things that have triggered this to really begin to spiral this for you has a lot to do with a lot of issues dealing with relationships. Does that make sense?
I don't deal with them. I'm not even going to play with you. If I feel like you don't, because I'm a very, 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 very honest person. And a lot of people tell me I'm intimidating and they tell me I'm aggressive. I am not until you make me get that way. And if you don't at least just respect me, then I have nothing to do with you anymore. Because I'm not going to sit there and you're going to disrespect me or my thoughts.
Listen to what I'm saying. That's what you tell them. But you take the hit internally.
Yes, I do.
Internally. And this is what has opened you up. It's kind of one of those blessings in disguise. You understand what I'm saying? It's a blessing in disguise. But the truth of the matter is, while you're putting up this front of how hard you are, that's not who you are.
I'm not.
That's who you've become or who you've made yourself believe you are. But that's not you. That ain't you. I could make you cry right now. You're crying right now. That ain't you. You ain't some, I'm Eve. Eve, nigga. That's my name. You know, like she's some DMX chick. I don't put up with the bullshit. You say that shit to me, I'm not. Disrespecting my body. Nothing to do with you.
Right. You're right. You're right. I'm not trying to be hard like that. It's just that I feel disrespected. And if I don't feel respected when I come at you and I'm mean and I'm nice, you know, not even nice. I don't like the word nice, but I'm respectful to you.
I know what you mean.
Return. You know, I don't know how to. I don't know how to react to that in another fashion. I don't know how. I don't know how to. And that's why I call you, because I know that that's part of me that's blocking. I feel it in me. I feel it.
And people see it. Of course. Of course they see it, and they challenge your ass on it every day. It's like you got a challenge me on my forehead. Come get me. I want to talk to you about your relationship with your mother.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell me about that relationship.
How do I put this? My mother regards me as her friend, a whole community. I was raised in a Christian community. I was always looked at as my grandmother's youngest child. I was never considered my mother's oldest child. If you, Like, so when I would go to church as a young child, they would ask me, where's my mother? They were never talking about my mother. They were talking about my grandmother. For a part of my life, I did live with my grandmother, and that was because it was educational and a better neighborhood and everything else. I understand it. But we had a very tumultuous relationship. And now she respects me, but
does she? Really?
Best friend. Oh, yeah. She
really?
Recently.
She respects you, but you don't respect her.
I don't.
You don't respect her.
Mm-mm.
You don't.
And I try, and I try to tell her how I feel, and she leaves it as is. She doesn't argue with me as much anymore.
But that's where the block is coming in, because you feel all of your life you were disrespected by your mother, rejected by your mother, and even the profession that you chose to go into, which is a healer, healing people in emergency situations. That's what you love. You don't want them when they just coughing and sneeze. You want them when literally they can't fucking breathe. So you can say, I saved your life. Because you grew up your whole life waiting for your mother to finally save you, and she never did.
Nope, and she'll never, I don't think she'll ever see either.
No. And the truth of the matter is, you want her to pay for that.
No, she is paying for it in her constant decision making.
No. You really want her to pay for that.
No, honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. For a minute, I did want her to pay for it, and she ended
you
up paying
do.
For it.
She hasn't paid for it. Nobody can pay for that kind of debt. It don't work that way. You understand? It doesn't work that way. This is not some evil lord out there looking for people who do bad things or things that we don't like to make them pay for it. But if that is your philosophy, if that is what you believe, then this is what is happening to you. So now, if people who do things and they disrespect other people, they get punishment, then it's only fair that the things that happened to you with your job and things that you've lost, you were being punished for being disrespectful. When you take the judgment off of your mother, you will be able to take it off of yourself. So you want to know how things go topsy-turvy? Because of that. I believe we're going to get ready to get cut off.
Okay.
So I want to leave you with this. Continuously share your love. Share your love. That's what you share. If you email me, I'll give you a list of things to do. Normally I give everything out on the show, but the show is about to get off, and I won't be able to get it to you. But email me. I'll give you some links to some shows to listen. I am so glad you are here. You're a very powerful healer. The healing must first start with you and continue with you, and know that you'll move past this. But the source of this is about this hostage holding of your mother, that you have her in this position. Because we choose our soul group on a higher spiritual level. It doesn't make these things correct, but it brings about understanding.
Okay.
All right.
Well, peace and love to you, my sister. I look forward to hearing from you, Unique, because you are truly unique.
Thank you very much, man. You've been a great help. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Aw, you're welcome. Peace and love. Peace and love. Hold the line. Well, you guys, that's going to do it because we're about to get cut off. What an amazing share here. I want to encourage everybody to download.